in my quick in my quick ass.
By 1977, the sex symbol was overweight, his body failing him. Increasingly isolated and paranoid, Elvis retreated behind the walls of Graceland. He began pushing away even those who were closest to him, and the few who remained in his inner circle say they were powerless to help him.
We even got down one night and filled his pills with sugar to make sure that we got that he wouldn't get them.
His body was just no longer going with him. I mean, he had problems. He had a twisted colon. He had a liver disease.
And according to his former pals, Elvis wasn't even bathing regularly, relying on pills that people often take for medical reasons to reduce body odor.
And he would take those. He thought those weren't perfect, you know. Rather take a bath, he could take two of those, you know, and signs off real quick.
One person talks at a time here. I have to instruct another person as to that rule. There'll be sanctions.
Super Ego. OJ is guilty.
Hey, Chihuahua.
And that's all I have to say about that.
Well, then get on out of here before I have to throw you out. And just what makes you think you're a big enough man to do it? This is what makes me think so.
Okay, okay, you don't have to start a war.
George Wendt. Angela Lansbury. And comedian Jeff Cesario. And now, because everybody else in show business was out of town or in rehab, hey now, Hank Kingsley.
Okay, good, good. No, your instincts are absolutely right. Do you mind?
No,
just my opinion, but I think you want to go, you know, two notes, but you want to go up on this.
King, Kingsley!
Kingsley!
Kingsley! Kingsley!
You got me here, you got it.
There it is.
Good evening, I'm Jack Barry.
Good evening.
I'm Jack Barry.
Good evening.
I'm Jack Barry.
Hi there, it's John Pop.
You can call John Pop toll-free, 1-800-I'M-A-HOMO. 1-800-I-AM-A-HOMO. That's right.
What best thing on the radio?
And like my brother.
Ah, here he is now, a man who, much like Tommy Joe Gallon, every once in a while just breaks into song on the radio. The music man himself, Buzz Burbank. Hi, Buzz.
The following program contains adult language, guys, and scenes with partial nudity. Viewer discretion is advised.
What's up, guys? It was a different Tom Gavin we heard today, huh?
From the Oogie Room, inside the East Center, in scenic, beautiful, and really toothless Fairfax, Virginia, it's the Don and Mike Show. Starring Don Geronimo and featuring Mike O'Mara with Buzz Burbank, Diana Sillman, Sherry Licker, C.L. Broyhill,
see,
along with Bobo Spiewak and the Don and Mike family of tofu-eating dropouts from society with Tiny Bubbles.
I mainly get those in the bathtub, Mike.
Today, we check in with Michelle in New York City to make us famous on the David Letterman Show.
He can use the publicity.
The return of the I Love You drive-thru game. The doctor who wants us to be healthier by putting needles in our eyes.
Dr. Bombay.
The Phone Booth Olympics across America. A review of all the new movies we haven't seen yet. More calls to four-hour club members with the chance to win a trip to Australia.
Yeah.
The countdown is on. Tonight, we'll be at Studebaker's in Rockville, Maryland, signing T-shirts for Don and Mike Bowl 3. We'll stay till everyone gets their shirt signed, with all proceeds to benefit the Have a Heart campaign at Children's Hospital. We'll see you there.
I'll see you there.
Along with the Don and Mike disease of the day.
Ooh, am I ready? Lay it on me, please, Big Daddy.
Today, mononucleosis.
Yeah, of course, if you're an FM, that's stereo.
But enough of that. It's on with the tomfoolery and hijinks. Without further ado, let the big old, fat old cartoon begin.
So here he is with his big jukebox, the number one man of all the jocks. Hey, Mr. Record Man, what do you mean? Turn up the sound on the record machine. Roll back the rug and stand up, folks.
Stand up, Jerry.
Here comes the man with the music and jokes.
Oh, my God.
Totally, totally beautiful.
He's gonna play the top ten and the bottom 15.
on lifting. So let's start to swing.
Swing.
And let's start to sway.
Sway.
Here comes the guy with the records to play.
And Geronimo and Michael
Mara. And thank you from the heart of my bottom for listening to this frequency wherever you are.
Hey, hey.
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 Hey. And hey to you, my friends. H.H. Howdy, hi. It's me, your leader, Donald P. Geronimo.
And an excessively pleasant hello and welcome, everyone. I'm Mike O'Mara.
And we're not fat.
We're white.
I am Episcopalian.
I'm still Catholic.
And we are sick about it.
I'm going to start this show the same way we start every show, because I'm a creature habit. I do fear change. Let me thank you, a B-O-B-A, big old buttload, for listening today. Heck, golly gee, with every day at all these great stations and all these great cities. We got 42 affiliates now. Very proud of all of our stations. They're kept in pristine condition. The list, that is, by PV119. There he is to my left and to your right. And in tribute to Roseanne last night with the Gilligan's Island thing, I'm going to really get into the waving at Buzz like I'm on an island. He's up there in a helicopter.
Hey!
Whoa!
Careful.
Where are you?
You okay?
Well, you know, how rare is it that I do a stunt on this program?
I know, you were doing physical comedy on the radio.
The one time I'm trying to do a stunt.
What did he do to you?
You all right?
He walked right into me.
He's always getting in the way. You know, he's always getting in the way. He's such a troublemaker.
You've got to be the only guy I know besides Steve Kingston that wears black socks with tennis shoes and shorts.
Well, it looks good.
Yeah, it looks good on you.
It's his festive summer outfit.
Well, there is Radio's Buzz Burbank. Hello, Buzz.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
And there's the beauty of Sherry Liquor. Hello, Cher.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Sherry. Glad to see you. Welcome to the program, everybody. First item of business, we will be at Studebaker's in Rockville, Maryland tonight.
Yes, it's a big T-shirt signing.
Yeah, for our Don and Mike Bowl 3, which happens this year on June 17th. You buy a T-shirt, and it gets you into the game. If you are nice enough to come down to Studebaker's tonight and buy the shirts, with all proceeds going to Children's Hospital, we'll be more than glad to say hi and shake your hand and sign your shirts. We'll all be down there at the whole wacky crew of Studebakers starting tonight at 8 o'clock. And that's on Route 355 to Rockville Pike.
All right. All right.
We'll see you there.
We'll see you there.
First item of business, let's go right to New York City. Here is wonderful Michelle. You'll remember her from yesterday's show. She's the lady that accepted our gracious offer to drive herself to New York and put herself up in a hotel.
That's right.
We gave her two tickets for the Letterman show, and she's, I guess, going to try to get Dave's attention tonight. Here now is Michelle. Hello, Michelle.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great.
Now, where are you right now, Michelle?
I am at the corner of West 54th Street and Broadway.
No, right down where the theater is.
Right, I'm looking at the theater marquee right now.
Now, what time did you get in line this morning?
We got here in the city right outside the theater about 1 o'clock, and they gave us our entering order number about like 2:15 or so, and we've been just sitting at the pub next door eating lunch waiting for to get in about 4 o'clock.
What is your entry number?
We are 15 and 16.
Oh,
perfect.
Awesome.
We got there. There's only about a handful of people in front of us.
Oh, that's first row material.
Yeah. Is it festival seating where you get in there and you just make a mad dash to sit wherever you want?
I suppose so. They haven't given us directions yet. We're to be there at 4 o'clock, no earlier, no later.
Okay, now, Michelle, what are you wearing?
Right now, I'm wearing my jeans and a pink hat top. They won't let me wear the T-shirt, but I will still have it written on my stomach, and I will still find a way of doing everything that I said yesterday.
The guy
at the door won't let me wear the shirt because they've been having too much flack over the whole situation from before.
Oh, you mean Drew Barrymore?
Yeah.
Well,
I can't announce that I'm going to flash.
Because you remember, on the front of Michelle's shirt, it was going to say, Dave, I want to flash you like Drew Barrymore did.
Oh.
And they won't let me wear the shirt.
The plan is she was going to lift her shirt up, and then it would say Don and Mike on her belly.
But they will still say that on my belly.
But because she's wearing a crop top now,
yeah.
One of those half T-shirts. Oh, like one of those things like Ellie Mae used to wear.
Not that bad.
Well,
it's right at the top of my jean line.
Are you still planning on flashing Mr. Letterman?
If I can get his attention, I surely will.
Well, now, see, Michelle, this is where you have to live on the edge.
Yeah.
Well, see, I got it covered. If they do a frontal shot with a camera, I have my bathing suit top on, so they won't have to cut it out. They can show the whole thing.
Well, now, let's say that you aren't lucky enough to get on one of the camera shots. Are you?
I'll scream out Don and Mike show.
Are you prepared? Are you prepared, though, to stand up to get Mr. Letterman's attention?
Oh, I am definitely prepared. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. first time in New York City, I'm gonna go for the gusto.
You know, maybe if you were just to shriek it at the absolute top of your lungs, like right in the beginning of the monologue.
I'll do everything I can.
Well, now that's likely to set him off,
yeah,
though.
Maybe toward the end of the monologue.
Yeah, maybe I'll wait towards the end.
But guys, do we really want to endear ourselves to the man right
now?
Well,
you know what, though? I mean, rather than just yell it out, something that could be bleeped out of the show,
right?
Michelle, why don't you at some point just stand up?
Yeah.
If you're in the first or second row, in the middle of one of his jokes, just stand up. It's sure to get his attention.
And I'll figure out something.
Okay.
They took away my first idea with the t-shirt, so I'll figure out something.
Way to go.
Okay, do you have a goofy hat or anything?
No, but my husband's wearing his Rusty Wallace hat. So you'll be able to, like, distinguish us.
Who is Rusty Wallace?
He's one of the top NASCAR drivers.
Hey, oh, I hear that. Okay, chocolate pie.
Jeff Gordon's on pole position this weekend.
Mm-hmm, sure.
Yeah, you know how long it's been since I had the pole position?
I can't tell you how long.
She liked that one. Listen, Michelle, we are counting on you. This is the step that we think is going to propel us into the next generation of entertainment. Tonight, here's what's going to happen.
Uh-huh.
Michelle's going to do something to get noticed on David Letterman.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm just going to sit back and wait for the phone to ring.
Okay, you want me to call afterwards?
Wait for the phone to ring.
Yep.
I don't know. It could be that you and I end up being special guest stars on Murder, She Wrote.
There you go.
We could end up on The Nanny, or perhaps CBS will just sign us for a show us like Fox wants to.
Absolutely.
Hey, you can take Connie Chung's place.
There's an idea. They took your picture down. They can put our picture up.
Yeah, Michelle, if you will do us a favor, call us when the show is over. What time do they start taping?
On the tickets, it says the door closes at 5.
Okay.
So I would suspect sometime right after that.
Okay, well, great. Well, then please do call us. Use the same special number Diana gave you.
Okay.
And best of luck to you, Michelle.
All righty.
Best of
Thanks
luck.
Thanks a lot.
Okay, thank you, honey.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Good luck.
Bye.
There she goes.
Somehow I oddly feel more confident about Michelle in this role than the other many times that we've sent people to David Letterman's show to try in vain to get our names mentioned.
Well, it sounds like Michelle is preparing herself, having some liquid courage in the pub next door. So we'll see what happens.
Works for you.
Yeah, I do. I do all my wacky stunts after I've visited a pub.
Also, you remember when you visited the pub on the way out to Wichita, that's also when you were in the fetal position in the middle of the Dallas-Fort Worth airport.
Well, wacky stunts tire a guy out, Don.
That could get Dave's attention. So we'll see what happens. She'll call us before the end of this program today, and who knows, maybe tonight we'll have something great to watch on the television. Now, in the opening part of the show here, I'm going to try to get to as much of the stuff as I can that we were not able to get to yesterday. For instance, the geography test. The fourth grade geography test. Pencils down. No need to have your pencils right now.
Oh, man.
Also, we've got to
bring my pencils on.
Here, well, it's been so long since I've thrown a pencil at you. I don't see you that defensive.
I'm a great flincher. I really am.
Boom, there you go. There's a pencil for you.
It's not sharp.
Well, it's not safe to throw pencils that are sharp.
Oh, that's right. Okay, I'll sharpen it during the break.
Cast on Thursday.
Hey, be careful. It's a sharp one.
Be careful. Yes.
Hey, 3D Mike.
Ooh,
there you go.
Got it.
My eyes. Oh, you're wearing glasses.
All right.
Will you knock it off?
All right, I've got it. I've got my pencil. I'm ready for the test.
All right. Also, we have to call this the wacky eye doctor who sent us the tape. An audio tape along with a bunch of pictures, and the guy that wants to stick needles in our eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, we did not call our agent back talking about television to find out if we've shot ourselves in the foot with the people from Fox or not.
Yeah,
F and, of course, M. You know who M is.
That's right.
And then one other thing. Today is the day that the Kathy Lee clothes arrived, at least in the Walmarts here in the Washington, D.C. area.
Thank God.
Yeah, they're here. We got a fax when we first came on the air on our Washington station. Here it is right here from a guy named Aaron who works at the Walmart in Chantilly, Virginia.
Right.
Hey, Don and Mike, the new Kathy Lee collection of clothes arrived at my Walmart today. Welcome to Hell. and as you can see, he sent along the tag.
Yeah, there she is.
Kathy
there
Lee's is. Smiling face and
photograph.
A portion of the proceeds from the sale of this garment will be donated to various children's charities.
There's the scam. There's the hook. Yeah, she wants you to get to buy more clothes.
What is the portion, do you think? And doesn't she have enough money?
Yes.
You know, she's got the Carnival Cruise.
Right.
She got the TV show.
Mm-hmm.
She's got her kid. She's got her kid who cannot read or write writing a book.
Right.
She's got, you know, Leather Helmet Giff, who pulls in some dough for doing Monday Night Football.
Yes, she does other appearances, too, for various companies.
We're going to start the program today by calling the Walmart store in Bowie, Maryland, which incidentally is Kathy Lee's hometown.
That's right.
To see how the fashions are selling and to see if we can get, much like the police do, if we can get an artist description.
Like a sketch.
Everybody would, you should get your pencils out.
That's right.
Because what we hope to do is have one of the ladies at Walmart, or guys at Walmart, whoever answers the phone, describe to us the average woman that's bought Kathy Lee fashions today, and we'll see if the four of us here can draw a picture.
Yeah, what type of woman wants to look good in a Kathy Lee fashion?
We'll take a geography test, and we'll have a little art class.
I'll tell you, we're going to have to sharpen our pencils again today.
Yeah.
Lots of sketching. Yeah. See, everybody's calling because they know the Kathy Lee clothes are there.
Where's the Kathy Lee clothes? All right, I'll try another one then. Although it would have been nice to use Kathy Lee's hometown. Wow.
These are lovely Kathy Lee panties.
Man.
It's a lovely Kathy Lee collection of lingerie.
What, is there a rush on Walmarts now?
Check out the delicious-looking Kathy Lee culottes. All with a double-lined plastic inner lining.
There we go. All right, this is in Bowie, Maryland, Kathy Lee's hometown. Local girl makes good.
With Kathy Lee's culottes, you'll always look fresh.
Culottes.
Yeah, thanks for calling me at Bowie Walmart. How may I direct your call?
Yes, hello, Bowie Walmart. Hello, this is Don and Mike. We're on the radio right now. How are you this afternoon?
Fine, and yourself?
Just fine. Listen, we have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
If you could help us. We understand that the Kathy Lee Gifford fashions are in at Walmart.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. Can you tell us how they're selling?
Just one second. I'll find somebody who knows better.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Kathy Lee clothing.
And a real nice piece on Walmart the other night on 60 Minutes, if you saw it.
Oh, yeah. It's wonderful the way they go into a town and devastate the economy of the town and then pull out.
Here's their plan, in essence.
Mm-hmm.
They go into a town where you have like a Rexall and you have like Joe's Hardware Store,
mm-hmm.
and they put them all out of business because their prices are so low. Then as soon as they get all the local businesses wiped out, they jack the prices right back up.
That's right. And then if they're not selling enough, even after that, after they depleted the economy of the town, they simply close their store.
They leave.
And leaving an empty cinder block shell for the town to enjoy. Yeah, and
that's not me saying that. That's 60 Minutes saying that, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, we're quoting 60 Minutes in their little story about some people in New England that were fighting them.
And I can't help it. I'm a Kmart fan.
Mm-hmm.
I have been a Kmart fan most of my life, and I'm proud to tell you that every piece of clothing that my wife wants comes from the Jacqueline Smith collection at Kmart. So you can understand why I'm a little bit defensive about Walmart honing in here with Kathy Lee Gifford.
Now, Sam's Club, I frequent that establishment. Does that mean that I'm supporting the Walmart family? I think so. Sam's place.
Same right? Company, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man, if you need tires, let me tell you something.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hello, Walmart.
Yes.
Hi, Don and Mike here. We're wondering how the Kathy Lee Gifford fashions are selling.
Oh, that's selling pretty good.
Selling pretty good?
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen any ladies buying any of the Kathy Lee fashions today?
Today?
Yeah.
Actually, I haven't because I've been working on other projects.
You've been working on other projects?
I mean, it wasn't a big deal when the Kathy Lee clothing line appeared at Walmart?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it wasn't.
Selling real good.
Selling real good. Listen, if you would have just a second, have you ever seen a woman buying Kathy Lee fashions in Walmart?
Yes.
Okay. We're doing a little game here on the radio. You know how if you get robbed by somebody and the police say, tell us what he looked like so we can make an artist rendition?
Uh-huh.
We'd like to do the same thing now. Myself, my friend Mike, my other friend Buzz, and my other friend Sherry, we've all got pencils and papers, and we were wondering if you could describe to us the average woman that would buy Kathy Lee Gifford fashions, and we're going to see if we can draw pictures to see if they match up. Okay, so let's start with, is the average woman buying Kathy Lee fashions short, tall, or right in the middle?
I'd say right in the middle.
Right in the middle, okay. And her weight, would you estimate her weight, the average Kathy Lee shopper, to be average?
Maybe 200-300 pounds?
How large do the Kathy Lee fashions come?
They go up to
16 or 18.
You know what? That's a starter size in Ireland. I got to tell you something. I went shopping over in Ireland, and I happen to know that my shapely wife fits into a size 8. So that is my point of reference on dresses.
Uh-huh.
I see my wife, and I think, size 8. Well, I was looking at the window of a store, and they had a dress there that was size 14. And it was probably like size 14. They got they got some big boned women over there in Ireland.
Oh, absolutely. It's all the potatoes. Their sizes may be different, too.
Oh,
in Europe.
So?
Yeah. European sizes.
European sizes.
With gravy.
Extra gravy, please. What?
The Donna Mike Show. You're on with the Donna Mike Show.
Are you serious?
Yeah, didn't I tell you that?
The Mike Show?
Yeah, I told you that.
Okay.
Yeah, so what would the average weight of the average Kathy Lee clothes buyer be, would you think?
The average weight?
Yeah.
Is this a joke or something?
Yeah, the average weight. We just want to know the... Does she have extra large sizes?
Yeah, we do.
So could we say the average weight of the woman buying Kathy Lee fashions would be, let's say, 190 pounds?
190?
Maybe
195.
5'3"?
About
5'3".
I don't know.
Look at one of the shoppers right now in the store. Describe to me one of the shoppers right now in Walmart. Look at some of your customers. All right, just pick the first woman you see and describe her to me.
Okay. Well, she's kind of big.
She's kind of big. Okay. All right. What would you estimate her weight to be?
About 200 pounds.
Okay. All right. About 200 pounds. And what is she wearing?
She has a tank top on.
She has a toe. Oh, that's a nice look.
Wow.
She has a tank top on.
Mm.
Is her belly button exposed?
I don't think so.
No, you don't think so?
Oh.
All right. Now how about what is she wearing on the bottom there?
Actually, I can't see her bottom because the racks are in the way.
Oh, the racks are in the way.
Yeah.
Are we all busy doing our sketches?
Yeah,
today?
Yes, we're all.
Very difficult to concentrate on the show right now as we're doing our artwork.
It's amazing what you can get just from a woman telling you that she's 200 pounds. What color is her hair?
Oh, it's a dark.
A dark hair? How old would you estimate her to be?
I don't know.
Consistency of the hair, curly, stringy, balding?
Matted?
Straight?
Straight hair? Okay. The age, what would you say? 35? 40?
I'd say about maybe 30.
About 30. Okay, now, I understand you can't be exact at this, but just looking at her, education. Do you think high school graduate, college graduate, community college, perhaps a dropout?
Mm.
You know how you can size up people by looking at them? What do you think her education is?
Walked away.
She walked away?
I'd say maybe a high school graduate.
Maybe a high school graduate. Okay. Happy or sad? Was she happy or sad looking?
She looked pretty happy.
Happy.
Right. Well, happy she's got that Kathy Lee clothing.
How many kids do you think she's squeezed out?
Oh.
I'm trying to decide so I can draw the stretch marks. How many kids do you think?
I'd say two.
Two.
All right.
I'll put the appropriate amount of stretch marks.
Okay.
Okay, you think there's anything else we need to know?
Makeup, false eyelashes, any distinguishing scars, no. Features, tattoos?
No.
Hey, did you see the wonderful feature on Walmart the other night on 60 Minutes?
No, I didn't see that.
Oh, it was great PR. Really great PR. How do you like working for Walmart?
I like it pretty good.
You like it pretty good?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, everybody, you ready with your pictures?
Yeah.
Okay, Buzz, can we see yours first?
Here's mine.
Sherry, can we see yours?
I did too. There's this one.
There's Ireland.
And then there's that one.
Mike?
Here's mine.
Well, yeah, Mike's the winner, I believe. Mike went to the most detail.
Yeah, I did.
With the pig nose and everything.
You see the tattoo, the anchor tattoo on the forearm? And that would be hair on the stomach down there.
But did you notice on mine, she's bottomless.
But I drew feet on mine. Tinker feet.
There you go. For the tinker feet.
Yeah.
And the Mr. Bill head.
Yeah.
Well, listen, you, it's been a pleasure. Thank you for helping us with our experiment.
Okay.
What we're going to do is post these pictures on the wall of post offices throughout the area now to see if we can apprehend these ladies who are buying Kathy Lee fashion.
All right.
And one last question.
Yes.
Would you yourself ever buy, or more importantly, wear Kathy Lee Gifford fashions?
Yeah, I would.
You would?
There you go. There's the endorsement.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And because this Walmart is in Bowie, Maryland, Kathy Lee's hometown,
mm-hmm.
has Kathy Lee ever come in?
No, she's never come in.
She's never come in?
Oh,
yeah. Do y'all talk about her at all?
Yeah, I don't know if she's going to come in or not, though.
Yeah, do most people at your store hate her like we do?
From what I've heard, she kind of left and just never came back. I don't know.
Yeah, she left Bowie and she forgot she forgot all the Bowiesians.
Yeah. She forgot her roots, didn't she?
Yeah,
we know about her.
So most people at the Walmart they're resentful of Kathy Lee. They hate.
Well, some of them like her. But
some of them like her, but most of the people don't like her.
Right.
Most of the people don't like
there
her.
There you have it.
Okay, thank you.
That would be the employees then.
Thank you.
All right, thanks a lot.
Bye bye.
Bye
bye. Well, I'm going to feel real bad if she gets fired.
Yeah, I don't think she will. I think she will plead the fifth on that one.
There you go. The Kathy Lee fashions are in Walmart.
Yeah, they're in Walmart. The portrait of the woman, average 200 pounds, 5'3", lots of stomach hair.
Stretch marks, squeezed out two kids, and maybe a high school graduate.
And you heard of the majority of the employees don't hate Kathy Lee.
We'll be right back. Please stay right there.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Two grown men who can't get enough of each other.
They're the crack. You're the rats. The Don and Mike Show.
Hi, we're back. Thank you for listening in Chico, California on KNS. New radio, KNS.
New talk.
We did some liners for them today.
Ah.
You know, someday somebody is going to get those raw tapes and they're going to play them the same way that we play the Colonel Sanders and Casey Kasem tapes.
That's right, and we will be destroyed.
WGBB, Long Island, New York, and thank you for listening in Lafayette, Louisiana on Sports Radio KC, KACY. I will be like everybody else at the station. I will say to you, did she have the baby yet?
Yeah, I was saying that to you today. Yeah. One more person asked. You know, I said to you earlier today that when somebody comes up and says, the next person that says that to me, if they walk up, has Laura had the baby? And I said, yeah, I'm going to say, yes, she had it. She's having it right now. That's why I'm here. She's having it right now. I'm standing next to her, and she's having it right now.
And obviously, nothing's happened.
Nothing has happened, and she's getting slightly on edge, and I can understand. She is ready to have this baby. You know, the doctors, God love them, they didn't commit to anything, but
sure.
You guys might remember that about 3 weeks ago, there was one particular doctor who said...
Dr. Bombay. Calling Dr. Bombay.
He said that she's going to have it any time in the next 2 weeks, and that was 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
So right now, we're just... our timing is kind of off, and we're waiting for this blessed event to happen, and who knows... She says now when we wake up in the morning, I say, how are you feeling? And she says, I feel good.
She's upset because she feels good. She wants to have the baby,
and so far so good. You know, I'm still keeping the beeper, and that's how everybody knows that she hasn't had the child.
And it's a smart look for you. It's a look that normally is reserved for either a drug dealer or a nerd. The way that you have the beeper strapped to your belt there.
I think I fall into the nerd category with this. Park's closed, sir. Moose off front should have told you.
Yeah, of all the things that I think a drug dealer would be the last thing that I think. that you look like.
But we're very, we're very happy that the air conditioning in our house chose to break last night. On the warmest night of the year, that's when we didn't have air conditioning, and my wife is practically 9 months pregnant, and...
Considering that could have... I would think that maybe you should turn the heat on tonight.
Well, you know, she did a household project yesterday.
Keep it warm, maybe loosen things up in there.
She's trying. We have this little deck in back of the house, and the dog, Oscar, was getting underneath the deck and getting into all sorts of spiders and ticks and things like that, and she took I think it's called lattice. Is that what that wooden stuff? The crisscross stuff.
Right.
And I came home last night, and she'd taken the entire deck and nailed the lattice up, and succeeded in the household project. So today I'm going to have her take down a couple of trees in the backyard.
As you say, you know, we're going to the beach this weekend. Perhaps she could come over and do some household chores for us. As a matter of fact,
anything, only if it's really heavy lifting required.
Okay,
that's it.
No problem. Well, let us know. And if, even saying that, of course, you will let us know.
Let me see.
The moment that anything happens.
Hold on.
No. And incidentally, the current pool, the office pool right now, has it happening, of course, because tomorrow is the start of the Memorial Day weekend, with traffic crazy, everybody getting out of town. The pool is that it'll happen tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow at 3 o'clock.
Tomorrow, just so we can all watch you run around like a maniac and then follow it all the way to the hospital on your car phone. Yeah.
Help me, please.
And I have here a tape of my wife when she was on the TV this past weekend. Here she is. I don't know how this goes. She's
She did this the Relay for Life
right
this past weekend where people right. run for 24 hours for the American Cancer Society. And here she is on Channel 4 with our friend Jess Atkinson.
All right.
Jess Atkinson is really lucky because he's outside right now. He's at McLean, Virginia, and the Cancer Relay for Life. Jess, tell us what's going on. How are you doing out there?
I've been out here for, 15 minutes and I already got to sit down. Am I right? Amen to that. Around these folks, I qualify as lazy. You probably recognize the voice, Frieda Source. If you watch the Don and Mike show, you'll love it. Frieda, though, is the co-chair.
Okay, you don't watch the Don and Mike show, but...
Come on, Jess.
He's a former football player. Good guy.
Of the Cancer Society's Relay for Life. Pretty special day out here.
It's terrific. We've been working for weeks. You can see everything that's been set up and the planning that's gone into it. This, more or less, is the party after the storm.
Maybe you're like me. When I'm watching this, when she played it for me the other night, I'm just sitting there waiting for her to talk about me. And it never happens.
There's not one mention.
No, not except what Jess says about the Don and Mike show.
And have a good time and have the music going.
Which was the storm last night. Tell me about last night, because we sent a crew out. You'll see this in a minute. We sent a crew out a pretty good time. That could be the highlight of this whole thing.
No, great. And my part as being one of the co-chairs, I got to be one of the judges of the food and the campsite, so I got to go around and sample everybody else's stuff. And we had all turned in our money already, and we've made...
Oh, there she is.
I know it's going to be...
I'm very proud of her.
$1,000.
And Ken Stevens told me that his mother-in-law...
Right, now we can pat ourselves on the back.
Are they talking about us now?
No. Since we last talked to EW, we have raised $10,000 more, Frieda?
$80,000.
She's getting along with Jess now. That's the Jess and Frieda show.
Is this the second cut-in that they had?
Yeah, yes.
If somebody wants to get involved in the next one, June 3rd and 4th at T.C. Williams,
there's still time to put together a team of 10 to 15 neighbors, co-workers, whatever. Call the American Cancer Society. Even if you can't get together a team, you can volunteer for the event.
The other night when I came home, now keep in mind, that's my wife, Frieda, on television. We're on television.
Yes.
Once in a while.
Once in a blue moon.
And I have all the tapes.
Right.
All the times we've been on television. We never have family viewings or anything like that.
Right.
But my mother-in-law and my sister-in-law were at the house this past week.
Right.
And it seemed that every time I would come downstairs, they were sitting in the TV room, and Frieda was just rewinding the tape. And they would watch her on the TV, and they'd all go, oh, you're so good. Can we watch that again?
This could be her ticket into television, into live television, perhaps, doing the news.
Well, I think she's hoping that it works out like that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this has nothing to do with Frieda, but talking about Frieda made me think of my situation at home.
Yep.
And I did want to say something to my neighbors across the street. About the trash can?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. If that trash can is out by the side of the road, I swear to God, I'm going to put it in the back of my Jeep, and I'm going to take it, and I'm going to dump it where you're never going to find it.
When you first started that, I thought for a moment that perhaps you had had some meeting of the minds with him, and that sound like we were getting going to get an apology?
No, listen, here's the problem, and my neighbor Bunny has told me that I could talk about
this. Mm-hmm.
Oh, good. A couple of weeks ago, I thought there was something Bunny had done. As it turns out, she didn't do that. Do this. We've got these neighbors. We live in a nice neighborhood, okay?
Yes.
I work very hard. I want my family to have a nice house. I want us to live in a good neighborhood.
Right.
We do. The people that live in the house across the street from us, the fun house, the playhouse, the house that's like 8,000 different colors.
I've seen this house. You're absolutely right.
And it's got like walls that are curved and some walls that are straight and weird right angles.
Charlie's house.
Yeah, Charlie says, I don't mind about that. It's a modern looking house.
Sure.
It's okay. But this son of a gun leaves his big green trash can down at the side of the road. They're the big kind on wheels.
Yeah.
Because we've got the trash collectors that come once a week.
Right.
Not only is he now putting his trash can just down by the end of the road, down by the end of his driveway in the street, mm-hmm. he's now just got bags of garbage.
Ooh.
It's like the trash can is too full.
Oh,
so why keep the garbage up by your house?
Mm-hmm.
Why not put it right down, ruin my property values with your garbage? So what I thought was happening was all the neighbors are very upset about this, and nobody has said anything to these people yet.
Right.
Well, Bunny told me that she had written a note that said, keep our neighborhood beautiful, move your trash can out of the street, and that she had put the note in their mailbox, and then Bunny herself moved the trash can way up their driveway.
Right. Yeah.
Well, you remember I talked about that a couple of weeks ago, and Frieda said, no, don't mention that, don't say anything. Well, as it turns out, Bunny didn't really leave the note.
Oh, really?
She didn't. She just moved the trash can.
Somebody else left the note?
No, there wasn't a note.
Ah, there wasn't a note.
There was not a note, so this is now the note.
Mm-hmm.
It's now an audio note. But I am telling you something.
new neighbors across the street,
right.
You're not going to see that garbage can again.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to see it. Move it. Get it out.
You know, on a much lesser scale, this is the way the Hatfields and McCoys started.
Yeah.
You know, when they started feuding, and then you take the trash barrel, and then they take something of yours like your mailbox, and then all of a sudden you get those old muskets and you start taking pot shots at one another.
Well, it might come to that, Mike. But really, you drive home. I drive down the road and I think, boy, I got it made. I got a great job. Everything's going great. Look, and it's ruined. Everything is ruined. I see the big green trash can, and I think, trash day's not even till Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And now these people, now these pigs, these stinking pigs, they're leaving their bags of garbage down at the end of the road.
Well,
so stop it.
Yeah.
Stop it. I'm telling you right now, stop it.
Well, I didn't want to, you know, since you're having this trouble, in the neighborhood, I will tell you something. I can't give you all the information on this, but I will tell you that this particular weekend, I'm going to find some time to pick up an item that Robbie and I have actually been in cahoots with, and we're going to have that, hopefully, that item for you next week.
Well, now, don't tease me about it.
It's a special item. And
what is it?
It has something to do with what, you know, you're planning on doing in the future. With your hobby.
Oh, the
motorcycle mag.
Oh.
Motorcycle mag.
Oh.
Helmet hay.
Oh, my.
Yes.
Is it a Nazi helmet?
I can't give you any more information.
One of those Red Baron helmets?
Can I give you any more information than that? But we have been doing a little researching, and it has been found in Annapolis.
And as a matter of fact, if they don't move those trash cans, maybe I'll just have to ride my motorcycle real early, like on Sunday morning at 5 o'clock. Right up your driveway.
Is it going to sound like those ones that we were on in Wichita?
Yeah, yeah. It's a big, bad one.
Big, bad hog.
Big, bad hog.
All right.
So come on. Clean your garbage up, for goodness sakes. You want to make a quick call to the 4-Hour Club here?
Let's do it.
We are proud to tell you that on yesterday's program, we brought back the triumphant return of the 4-Hour Club, and we had 8,000 members in the 4-Hour Club. Well, we went on the air yesterday, and we added 3,000 new members in one day.
Bingo!
Yesterday in one day. I like to think it's because you folks love us so much, but I know it's because we're giving away a trip to Australia.
That's right.
In about a week, we're going to have a drawing just for people who have won in the 4-Hour Club to go swing with the great whites in Australia's Great Barrier Reef. What the people from Foster's are going to do is send you over there, first class all the way, and you will be submerged in water and a shark tank in a big shark cage.
Anybody that's I don't think you can watch television without seeing what those tanks are like. It's very exciting, and you've seen the footage on TV, and you'll actually swim in the Great Barrier Reef where the great whites hang out.
A lot of fun and kind of scary, because the sharks actually come up and bump against the side of the cage.
I saw one the other night when I was watching, I think, the Discovery Channel, and they had a tube. They have a new one now that's a plexiglass tube that goes down into the water, and they're not actually cages. They're just, it's plexiglass.
Oh, just like a see-through cage?
Yeah, so it's just the diver, and you can hardly see the thing, and the sharks come right up to it. It's very scary.
A big cube. And we'll call right now. If you answer the phone, if you're listening to the program, and you give us whatever the stupid phrase that pays is, we come up with here, we'll give you $100, and we'll put you in the qualifying for the trip to Australia. We will be giving the trip away, hold on Monday, June 4th.
All right.
When we're giving the trip away, a phrase that pays, please.
The password is neighbors.
Neighbors. Answer your phone by saying neighbors. Do you know, has anybody seen the movie Neighbors?
Yes.
With John Belushi and Dan Aykroyd?
Yep.
Do you know, and think about how good this movie would have been if they would have done it the other way. Belushi was supposed to play the role of the crazy neighbor
that
Aykroyd
played,
and Aykroyd was supposed to play the role of the normal guy.
That's right.
But John Belushi was so coked up, he couldn't play the role of the wacky guy.
And if you go back and you have that information and you watch the movie after knowing that, you'll see that he really is not himself. He's totally messed up.
And coincidentally, through his whole career, I think John Belushi had one movie he made where he was totally straight, and it is the worst movie. I mean, I don't want this to be an endorsement for drug use,
right?
But it's the worst movie he ever made, Continental Divide.
Yeah, he wasn't able to find that happy medium, unfortunately.
Yeah.
He was either over the edge or not on the edge enough.
Yeah, maybe you should have just partied a little on Continental Divide, and maybe backed off a little on Neighbors, and who knows, you might still be here.
Well, wasn't it that movie 1941 where apparently the whole set was just in total turmoil?
Yeah, well, and Caddyshack, although he wasn't in that, Caddyshack was another movie big on drug use. And take a look at Rodney in that movie, Rodney and Chevy Chase.
Hey, Judge!
Well, now we got a break. We'll come right back now that we've set this up. We'll make some calls for the 4-Hour Club. That's next. Please stay right there.
The Don and Mike Show. WJFK.
WJFK.
show everyone can agree on.
Even
the boss, Don and Mike.
Thank you, Paul Turner. Thank you so much for listening. Phone scan coming up in the next hour. We're going to do something different with phone booths today across America. Phone booth Olympics.
All right.
We got a whole bunch of different phone numbers from strip malls, and we'll have you, for instance, you being, of course, the runner, run from Dunkin' Donuts to a drugstore to McDonald's to Walmart back and forth.
Yeah, we like to wait till the really hot weather gets here to do that.
Yeah, but it's here. At least it's here today in Washington.
Yeah, and of course the obligatory Washington thunderstorms, too.
Yeah, it's coming. So we've got that on the program today. You know, and speaking of the hot weather, it might be just about time to go outside with a high-powered hose one of these days.
Absolutely. We're getting into the dog days.
We haven't done that for a while with our big prison hose, like the kind that they use in the Shawshank Redemption to give Tim Robbins a shower when he first arrived in the prison.
That's right before they put that powder on him, man.
So we've got the high-powered hose. Diane, make a note of that. High-powered hose, perhaps on tomorrow's program. And also today, the I Love You drive-through window game. However, a little change, a little quirk to make it a little more interesting. That's coming up on the show today, too. But now let's get right to the four-hour club. We're going to use Neighbors, right?
Neighbors, yes, in honor of your fantastic neighbors with their trash barrels.
They suck. They suck just the worst. You know, you would think, I know the guy knows who I am, mm-hmm. and I know that all the people in the neighborhood talk about the things that we talk about on the show.
Right.
So I know it's gotten back to this guy.
Just out of curiosity, since we're on the subject of garbage barrels, what is, in your opinion, the length of time? For example, when the trash was picked
you
up.
You put it out Monday morning, mm-hmm. you bring it back Monday night.
Monday night. Mm-hmm.
Why, you don't subscribe to that?
No, but I don't see anything wrong with that. There have been times when I have neglected to bring them in that particular afternoon.
Well, then this is where I think you're going to love having a child around the house. because that's one of Bart's regular jobs.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Well, the infant will be wheel the infant down and just get the infant familiar with the task.
You know, I never thought that I would be one of the people who would complain about something like that. I remember the last house we lived in, that the Neighbors Association, oh, God, we wanted to paint our door.
Right.
We wanted to paint the front door to our house that we owned, and the Neighbors Association said no because they had a rule that all the doors in the neighborhood had to be the same color.
Ew!
So, I mean, I'm a guy who normally fights against that kind of stuff, but I'm just tired of driving home every night. I've seen it. Well, never mind. Just big garbage. Just big piles. Why not just put your raw sewage out there? Why not just take a dump right in front of your house and leave your stool right in front of the street? See how that is.
These trash barrels upset you.
Yes, well, property value, Mike. We have a house for sale in our neighborhood, and I can see the property values go. I can see somebody coming through, go, wow, this is a really great neighbor. Oh, we can't live here. Oh, look, garbage. There's garbage. It's Thursday, and we happen to know the garbage day was Monday.
First it's the garbage, and then it's the car up on blocks or right in the front yard. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Not to mention, I have not even mentioned the recycling bins.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they haven't seen the concept of that either. You know, you bring them down on Monday, the recyclers come on Tuesday. You got three or four of those recycling bins down by the end of the road, too.
Right.
Just don't be surprised. Just don't be surprised, neighbors. Maybe tonight you'll hear a knock on your door, you'll open the door, and there will be a bag on fire on your front porch, and you'll want to stomp it out. I know all the tricks.
You'll get them to come around.
I got the trick.
All right.
Okay, the word is neighbor. Answer your phone to neighbor or neighbors, plural. We'll give you $100 and qualify you for the trip to Australia. Well, let's go to Rochester, New York, okay? Lister number 01891. And remember, the goal of the 4-Hour Club is to get folks to listen to the whole show.
That's right.
Every day, because that's the only way you can keep up to date on what we're doing. If you miss 1 second of the show, for goodness sakes, you're out of the loop.
That's it.
Here we go.
The password is neighbors.
Howdy, neighbor.
You got a little dog goo on your front stoop on fire?
I got other tricks, too. Don't forget, I was once a teenage boy.
Hello.
Hello, is this Karen Belding's residence?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Hey, dude, how you doing?
Who's this?
This is Jeff Spicoli. Who is this?
Great.
We got us a stoner there.
That's initiative.
All right, let's move on to the next page. What do I got here? California. All right, how about, where is Vacaville?
Vacaville?
Vacaville, California. Listener number
3297.
Well, if this person's home, we can get the right pronunciation on it. And the password is neighbors.
I mean, like that last fellow was a good neighbor. Too bad he doesn't live in my neighborhood. Very friendly man.
Very nice neighbor.
You know, and all of my other neighbors are very nice. I don't know about that guy, though.
Hello?
Hello. Is this the John Peeve residence?
John Peeve?
P-I-E-F?
P-I-E-F?
Pife, yes, John Pife.
He doesn't live here now. He moved a few weeks ago.
Oh, we're batting 1,000.
Man, they're always running away from us.
Thank you. My name is Don, and this is my friend Mike. We're doing a radio show right
Hello.
Now.
Hello.
What? You're what?
We're doing a radio show now.
John and Mike?
Yes, John and Mike.
Right now.
Does John know you?
Yes, I'm good friends with John.
Did you want to contact him to do something with the radio?
Well, if you could pass along, he owes us a combined $15,000.
$15,000?
Yeah, it's not a laughing matter. We're a little upset.
Have you heard about his gambling debts?
No.
Yeah.
What gambling debts?
Exactly.
Yeah, he owes us $15,000, and we just hope he likes his knees.
Okay, leave him that message.
Say it again.
Pay us the money, or we're going to break your legs.
Okay.
Yeah, he owes us a combined amount of $15,000.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you're talking to his fiance. We broke up a couple of weeks ago. We were engaged for 2 years. I never knew that again.
Yeah, that would be a good move.
Well, now you know. Hey, well, what's your name?
My name's Vicky.
Vicky. Hey, he mentioned Vicky, didn't he?
Yeah, he mentioned Vicky. And,
hey, you know, he was cheating on you, Vicky. He was cheating on you.
With another woman?
Yeah, of course.
What do you think, with a sheep? Of course.
He ain't no gay.
Well, I mean, where are you guys? Where are you from?
Yeah, I can't tell you. We're from the Acme Company.
Yeah, just telling the Acme Company, just like on the cartoon, but he owes us $15,000.
And if you don't pay us by 20, by Monday, it's $20,000.
Right. And when it's $20,000, when it goes over $15,000, it ain't the legs anymore.
We got to take a hand.
May I ask you something?
Yes,
he said that he was cheating on me. I feel like I have a right to know. I mean, you've laid all this other stuff on me.
Excuse me, what was that, ma'am?
I said you've laid all this other stuff on me. Now, personally, I would like to know, when was he cheating and
I
where?
I saw him with a dame.
Yeah, he was, what was her name? I remember her name, because all the boys like
Regina,
her.
Regina, something like that.
Regina.
That's her, Regina.
In Fairfield?
Yes.
Yep. That was it?
Yeah.
Having a good one. She liked to gamble, too, and as a matter of fact, she'd egg him on, and that's why he worked up the big debts.
That was in the past couple of years?
This was, what is this now? May? It was in April.
Yeah, April.
April.
When did you break up with
him? I have a $15,000 gambling debt from April.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
I don't know if I'd buy this. Sorry.
Yeah, he was a big spender, that guy, let me tell you.
He's a basketball fan.
Yep.
No, you got the wrong guy.
No.
John doesn't like basketball.
Oh, yeah. You don't. Let me tell you something. You don't know him. You don't know him. It's a good thing that you broke up with him.
That's right. Boy, I tell you, he used to gamble on the basketball like you wouldn't believe.
He loved the ladies.
Oh, ooh. Did he? And the ladies would egg him on. You know, say, hey, John, gamble, John. And he'd go ahead and do that.
So you get this one right, I give you a big kiss.
Mwah. And then he plunked down another grand, and I say, hey, that's one more for
us.
But you
didn't have that kind of money.
Yeah, not that you know about.
Yeah, baby. Yeah. Listen, you tell him. You tell him we called.
All righty.
Okay.
Well, you know, I mean, you sign up for the 4-hour club.
Let's try one more. Bloomingdale, Illinois. Listener number 04171.
All right.
Here we go.
The password is, I'd almost forgotten. The password is
neighbors. Well, John will be getting an exciting phone call from his, well, they broke up. What the heck?
Yeah, his ex-fiance.
He doesn't like basketball. Who's he cheating with? Good afternoon, buddy.
Ronnie.
Yes, hello. Is Hugh Copeland there, please?
No, he's not. May I help you?
Oh, hello. This is Don and Mike. We're doing a radio show now. And Hugh had sent us a letter saying that he listens to our show all the time. He joined a 4-hour club we have.
I guess he does.
Is this Hugh's place of business?
No, this is his home.
Is this Hugh's wife?
Or you sound like you don't even know the man.
He's working right now. In fact, I think he's the engineer on your program.
Oh, he's you mean he works at the station?
Yes.
The old guy?
This is Hugh?
Oh,
this is Hugh's wife?
Mm-hmm. Oh, God, how embarrassing this is.
Oh, my God.
How embarrassing this is.
Does she know about Hugh's gambling?
Well, hi, how are you, ma'am?
I'm just fine.
You know, someone should tell the people from the radio station about the show. Well, we appreciate the fact that Hugh has joined the 4-Hour Club.
That's wonderful. You know, Hugh came to our studio. You know, he came and brought us gifts. Did he tell you about that?
Was that where he was? I thought he just left town for a few days.
Okay, this gets weirder by the minute.
Boy, do you keep tabs on your husband, ma'am?
I try.
Okay, you think he's at work right now?
He better be.
Hold on, let me call him up. Hold on a second.
And there's no way she knows about the gamble.
It's very strange. The woman almost sounded like a total stranger.
Yeah.
It's Hugh Copland. Hugh doesn't talk about work very much. Yeah, I'm going to join that 4-Hour Club.
Why would he join the club, though?
UW Dan Payne.
Yes, hi, this is Don and Mike. Can we talk to Hugh, our board operator, please?
Hold on, please.
Thank you.
You will be expecting our call.
He was the guy that was doing like a Music of Your Life before the station changed format. Music of Your Life is like Glenn Miller and the Andrews Sisters and stuff like music like this, actually.
A song that goes, employees and their families are not eligible.
Hello, Hugh. Oh, now what? What is this?
That other station I have in Chicago. God.
Oh, man. Is it hot in here?
Well, what an adventure this has been. First, the lady with the gambling debts.
And... Now, you would think at this point, if Hugh was running the board for our show, he should be listening to the show. You would think that Hugh would be trying to find his way to the telephone to pick up.
He would have picked up by now.
Hugh! Hugh!
Oldies, 104.3.
Well, it's
the one for the morning, two for the show, three to get it ready.
Hey, I'm a vegetable. Where's my deodorant pills?
I'm able to connect it to Hugh at this time, but if you'd like to speak to either Harvey or Rick.
You can't connect me to Hugh?
No, I cannot.
Why?
No.
Hugh is running our board right now, right?
Right.
Right. Why can't you connect me?
Just because that's the only people that I can connect you to from this particular switchboard are Rick Patton and...
Wait a minute. We've talked to Hugh before when we...
Listen, we're the guys on the radio right now. He's running the board for our show.
Mm-hmm.
Put us through.
It's important. We need to speak to Hugh, our board op in Chicago.
We have his wife on the... Oh, no. I hung up on her. We had his wife on the phone.
Doesn't Hugh know what's going on right now? Is he listening to the show?
Okay, he is busy running the board at this time.
He's not busy running the board. He's sitting there listening to us talk on the radio right now.
We're doing the show right now. Do you understand?
Yes, I understand.
Then let us talk to Hugh.
Oh, dude. Unbelievable. Radio stations, ladies and gentlemen. Radio stations. He's running the board right now. What's he doing, on a treadmill next to the console?
I'm sure this is not Hugh. I'm sure this doesn't come from Hugh.
No, not at all.
I don't know if this would come from the mind of Harvey Perlman, or who was the other guy she mentioned? Would that be the PD, the program director?
I think we missed a golden opportunity.
That's holding, but that's as far as I can go. Only Rick or Harvey at this time.
Jesus Christ, let me talk to one of those guys. Hey, do you hear me?
Yes, hold on.
Thank you.
Unbelievable.
Man.
Good afternoon, this is Annie.
Who's this?
Annie.
Annie, hi. Don and Mike here.
Hi, Don.
Hi.
Hi, Mike.
Hi there.
Hey, listen, do we have to talk to Harvey? How come we can't talk to our board operator?
We want to talk to Hugh, and the person at the front desk isn't putting us through. We like to call Hugh in Chicago, our board op, and we're not being put through, and we don't understand what's going on there.
Okay. Hold on a second for me, okay?
Let's go. I need to listen to this.
Holding 104.3.
Hey, everybody, good afternoon. Jeez.
Now, this is because Hugh's wife didn't know what was going on.
Well, Hugh shouldn't have entered the 4-Hour Club to begin with.
Yes, Hugh has to be punished.
Yeah.
We have to give Hugh his tongue lashing.
This is so embarrassing. Here I am. I'm looking at the list, and I see Bloomingdale, Illinois. I think Chicago. I think, great. People from Chicago, the show's catching on. It's our board operator.
This is not set up, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello?
Rick, Hugh can't take any calls when he's running the board.
Why?
Well, that's the way it goes.
What if it's the... We're calling him. Let me talk to Harvey.
Harvey's tied up in a meeting.
Let me talk to the other guy.
and Rick is also not here. So,
oh, jeez. Yeah. Are you going to make me call the Big Daddy? You know what I'm talking about?
If you have to.
What's your name?
You know my name.
No, what's your name?
What is the reason for this rule?
No.
You have to give us, at least give us the reason for this rule. Not just that's the way it is.
But that's the way it is.
Well, according to who?
According to the guys who run this joint.
We can't speak to anyone in authority that can explain to us what the rule is.
Well, if you want, we can take a number and get back to you later on.
Jeez. I demand to talk to Harvey Perlman. You tell him that I'm on the line right now.
Yeah, we're not happy.
We're on the line right now.
When stuff like this happens at radio stations, we are not happy.
You put him on right now.
I can't, guys. He's really an amazing.
Well, look, we got to talk to somebody right now and get this started. We're on the air right now.
You better find the janitor or somebody for us to talk to.
Somebody who can give us the reason for this rule.
I gave you a reason.
You did not give us any reason.
The reason is that...
It's our show! It's our show! We want to talk to our board operator.
And do it before or after your show.
Who the hell are you to tell me? Who the hell are you?
Guys, I'm following orders.
Yeah, all right. Then tell it. We need to speak to somebody who will explain to us why we can't talk to our board.
Then tell the Fuhrer we need to talk to him.
That's right. So, the leader, anybody. We need to do it right now.
All right, hold on.
Thank you.
Jeez.
Oh, then we got to hear this bad music again. This is the station we should be on in Chicago, the FM station.
I think I picture you right now in some kind of cage. You're desperately trying to talk to us.
Now, what happened? We had a good meeting with you when he came down here to be on the show.
We had a wonderful relationship with you.
He was our friend.
He was this guy who's in his mid-60s, a guy who's been in radio since Jesus was a little boy, a guy who played like these Music of Your Life records, and the station changed format, and they didn't want to fire all the old guys that had been working there, so he was the guy that runs our board.
And it's a little different with our show as far as people that run our board. We like to talk to them. We like to know who they are. We like to know what they're doing.
Rock and Roll Archives. Wow.
Hey, Rock and Roll Archives, everybody.
It's a great oldie and brings forgotten oldies back to life. Did you identify the next
song? God. What a business this is.
Yeah, I mean, and it's typical. It's typical. Well, that's just the rule.
Forgotten forever.
It's just no explanation, no nothing.
The reason that this station had no ratings and that we're on the station is because they followed the rules. The rules suck.
Tuesday.
The rules don't work.
Mattress like never before.
This is the kind of thing that drives us absolutely nuts. This is what radio is all about.
Listen, this is our show on an Infinity-owned radio station on a Westwood One company.
And all we want to do is get an explanation as to why this rule was implemented. There we go.
Beautiful.
Wonderful.
Beautiful.
Two ringy dingies.
Are they just ringing the closet now?
Mm-hmm.
We'll show them. We'll just have the phone ring and ring and ring. Oh, man, that steams me.
Oh, I can't believe it. What I don't understand, we need to talk to you. We want to talk to you and find out why he entered our contest.
You know, as usual, we come into it with the best of intentions.
Yeah, we really weren't.
Really?
We're not trying to be difficult.
We're not busting anybody's balls. We just want to call up and we want to say, hey, Hugh, how come you entered the contest?
The R, camcorder, stereo.
Is Hugh not allowed to leave his room? Because can't you imagine? He's got to hear all this.
Who's this?
Who am I talking to?
Who is this?
This is Rick Patton. How you doing?
Rick, hello. Don Geronimo.
Hey, Don. How you doing?
Hey, pal. Listen, all we want to do is talk to our board operator.
Well, what do you need to tuck in for? I'll be more than happy to let you connect with him if I can.
It was explained to us that the board operators were not allowed to take calls, and we wanted to get an explanation as to why that rule was implemented.
Oh, you have to blame me for that.
Why?
Why?
Well, because I like my guys to pay attention. I don't want anybody slipping up and making your show sound any...
The only guys that are ruining our show are guys like you with your unnecessary rules. Let us talk to Hugh. It's none of your business what we want to talk to him about.
Isn't it a little different when we're calling him, when the guys that are doing the show that he's running the board for want to talk to him? Doesn't that make a little exception?
You want to run that past me again a little slower?
We are doing the show.
That's right. I forgot we're talking to
a
program director. We have to speak slowly.
I think slowly.
I know.
All right. We're doing... Let me explain it to you, Rick. We're doing the show.
We want to call Hugh. We want to speak to Hugh. Hugh will have his undivided attention because Hugh will be talking to us on the radio.
So it won't matter if Hugh is paying attention to us because we're doing the show. Do you understand that?
Let me see. Yeah, I believe I do.
All right, then will you please put us through to you?
You guys are all right. By the way, I think you do a hell of a show.
Well, I hate your guts. Can I please talk to you?
Put us through to you. That's the whole purpose of this call.
Well, I'll tell you what I'll do. Let me go back there and see what I can do.
What do you mean, see what you can do?
What kind of a worm are you? Just...
I'm trying to be, what's the word? Help me. You guys are...
A dick?
You guys are the show host.
A jerk?
A jerk.
A horse's ass?
Yeah, by the way, I'll be more than happy to take you back there and let you talk to the guy.
Yeah.
Okay?
Take us back there. What do you have, a phone with a long cord or what?
Why
don't you just put us on hold?
That's what I'm going to do.
Yeah, and then the next voice we talk to will be Hugh?
I certainly hope so.
Oh, God. Program directors, man.
God. See, the problem is you get these guys, the program directors are guys who couldn't make it in radio.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, guys who couldn't be on the radio, so they want to boss around other guys who are on the radio.
But it's fun to do.
Those who do can, and those who can't become program directors.
All we want to do is talk to our board. That's all we want.
Why do you make things so difficult for us?
Do me a favor. Hang on a second, and I'll pipe you through. How's that?
Hey, super.
Okay.
Thank you, buddy.
I'd be more than happy to help you out.
Thank you, Dickwad.
Hey, hang on a second, guys.
Okay.
This is a real look at what it's like dealing with. And just think about what poor Hugh has to go through.
Only at the start.
I know if you're just tuning into this, you'll probably say, boy, Don and Mike, you guys are out of control today. We're not out of control. We called the radio station with the best of intentions. All we want to do is speak women. This is the board operator. Like we've done many times on the show.
We were going to give you a hard time. Now we're going to give him a big wet kiss when we get him on the line.
Why we all just can't get along. I want the Dodgers back in Brooklyn, buddy. Bigger biceps.
Oh, God.
You should get closer.
And the worst part, when we're on hold, we got to hear this awful station.
Anything. When it really gets down...
Hugh must be listening to this right now.
We have made another friend. We have made another PD friend. What is wrong with these people?
I don't think it's us. I really don't think it's us.
Trust me, there is no way it can be us.
It's not you.
We did not try to do anything but talk to our board op, and they're saying, well, we want them to pay attention. Don't they understand?
This is a show!
It's not you guys. It's not Don and Mike. It's not Hugh, the board operator. It's the layers of bureaucracy in between.
Rules, rules, rules.
Rules, rules. Less rules equal more ratings. How many times do I have to scream that?
And look at how long it's taking.
And you want to know something? Stations up and down the line, we're running late on commercials. And you know why? Because WJJD in Chicago. That's why.
That's right.
I don't know.
What?
Hello.
Hello there.
You.
Yes.
You, baby. Hey, can you pick up?
Let me see.
Yeah, pick up.
Is this thing working, picking up there?
Is somebody standing over you, Hugh?
No.
Are you alone?
I can talk on the mic, but I can't talk on the on the telephone headset.
Hugh, what are they doing to you there?
Pardon me?
What are they doing to you there, Hugh?
What? Nothing. Oh, I listened. The first time I sat down here and heard about the 4 Hour Club, there were no rules or anything that I heard about.
Well, listen, Hugh.
It just said. Call in and become...
Oh, don't worry about it, Hugh.
Listen, Hugh, we don't care...
I figured I was the first Chicago member of your 4 Hour Club.
Hugh, listen, we don't care about that. We love you, man.
Oh, all right.
We just want to know, what is this deal that we can't call and talk to you? Who came up with this?
Oh, I don't know. Just one of the many rules of the station.
Poor you. Man, Hugh, I wish we could go rescue you right now. Rescue Hugh.
next time I'm over in Fairfax, you can rescue me there.
Oh, wow.
Hugh, are they treating you well? Are you getting enough to eat?
Everything's doing fine here.
Doing fine.
Are they aware, Hugh, that you've gone the extra mile, that you not only run the board in Chicago, but when you came to Washington to visit, you stopped by the station, you brought us stuff, you really got involved in the program?
Well, sure.
Good.
And now I got to think that the problem is not Harvey. The problem is that germ of a program director.
No. They're all great people here.
Oh, yeah, I know you got to say that because you got to work for them, but I can tell you they're dicks. And Hugh, I'm going to...
Rick.
Yeah, Dick.
Rick Patton.
Rick the Dick.
It was pretty appropriate. His name is Patton. That's for sure.
Was he a short guy? Was he having a Napoleon complex?
No.
Do you walk around with like a riding crop and big puffy pants?
I don't think so.
And like a gold helmet?
No.
Does he give you a hard time, Hugh?
Not at all.
Has he ever tried to touch you, Hugh?
No. He's the one who put me in here to handle a Don and Mike show.
Yeah, you know.
Listen, they brainwashed this poor guy.
Hey, Hugh, do you know how difficult it was for us to get through to you?
I was listening to it all. Thanks for putting Ronnie on. She sounded good.
Oh, that's your wife?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, listen, Hugh, we appreciate the fact you entered, but employees can't enter the poor article. That's really all we wanted to tell you.
Okay, 04171 had better be deleted, and I told you that when I came to Fairfax.
That's all. You know, I hope someone back at WJJD is listening to this. This is all we wanted to do.
This is it. We just wanted to talk to you. Will you be
let's catch up. We'll run two breaks at once now.
Don't you. We're not running two breaks at once.
You can thank Rick for that.
We're going to be running a break late all day today.
Oh, boy.
Will you be able to contact Hugh in the future if you need to? Yeah, that's a good question, Buzz. Hugh, will we be able to get a hold of you in the future if we need to?
I have no idea. You'll have to... I got another call coming in here.
Hey, Hugh.
All right, hold on. We'll see who's calling him. Perhaps we can get a secret number from Hugh.
Yeah, I'm sure they got a hotline there.
Hold on. I can put
all right, see who the other call is.
Hello there.
Hi, everybody.
Yeah, go right ahead.
Okay, thanks.
Sure thing. Bye.
Who's on the phone? Who's on the phone, Hugh?
That was traffic.
That was traffic?
Traffic.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, we've probably missed a traffic report now, too. Thanks to Rick the Dick.
God.
Listen, is he as much of a loser as I think he is?
No.
No, no. Hugh's not going to say anything bad about Rick.
All right, Hugh. Listen, we just wanted to call to say we appreciate your support. Thank you for joining the club, but employees of Infinity Broadcasting are not eligible.
Well, all right, I'll accept that, but can I get a fresh card? Somebody stole my card.
Hey, sure. Hey, Hugh?
Yeah?
Is there a number you could give us where we could get right through to you in the future and not have to deal with anybody else like Rick?
No, I can't do that.
What do you mean you can't do that?
No, that's part of the house rules now, too.
Oh, no. When did all these rules come down?
I don't have the data.
Let me talk to Rick again. Put that guy back on the phone. Let me talk to him again.
I can't get back to him.
Oh, God.
I can't get back out of here to transfer a call.
Radio, radio, what would life be without it?
All right, Rick. I mean, you.
All right.
God. Here's all I got to say.
All right, guys. I love you. I love you.
Yeah. All right. Bye. Bye, Hugh.
All right.
Bye. Hand it to play commercials now.
Okay.
Okay. Bye, man. That's for you, Hugh.
Wow.
I can't figure out radio, folks. I've been in this business for 20 years, and I still cannot figure it out.
Unbelievable.
All right, everybody. Here's the last break of the 3 o'clock hour, which is now 30 minutes late, thanks to WJJD.
And Rick,
we'll be right back.
This should be played at high volume.
The Don and Mike Show.
Preferably in a residential area.
WJFK. Mike Dooley's himself, except he can't read.
Funny.
More with the Don and Mike Show.
Okay, we're back. I'm under control now.
I don't blame you one bit.
I've had the cool cloth on my forehead for the entire 6 minutes of the last commercial break. Now I'm ready to continue with the program.
Wonderful.
The problem is... I guess I'm not done with this.
Well, no, we can't be done with it. It's too unjust.
This is what is wrong with radio.
Mm-hmm.
Radio is... Do I have to give this lecture again? Radio is about communication.
Mm-hmm.
When are these stupid computer geeks who don't know anything about radio going to get it through their heads?
Yeah, and when are they going to stop treating adults like children?
I mean, I know we act like children on the show.
Sure, well, we're supposed to.
For goodness sake.
That's our job.
Yeah, but we're really adults, okay? I mean, can I tell you something? You have to be a pretty responsible adult to be able to come and do this show every day.
And even with the rules that he set aside, the point we were trying to make to this guy, you can't take personal calls. I understand that rule that you can't take personal calls while you're doing the show. That's understandable.
But we're the guys that are doing the show.
Well, we're doing the show. It was part of the show.
Hugh is a part of our program.
He's a wonderful guy. He came out here and visited us. We like you.
This is what's wrong with radio.
Yep.
This is exactly... Hey, hold on a second. Don and Mike are doing something unconventional. Don and Mike, you're not supposed to call behind the scenes. Well, the whole show is behind the scenes.
And then he said, listen, I love your show, guys. Like, we're going to go, okay, goodbye.
That makes it okay.
Goodbye, we love you.
God.
Oh, man, there's something about him. There's something about him.
Yeah.
I guess I'm still mad about that. Yeah. I'm trying to let it go.
I am too. I think it's ridiculous.
You know, I thought as soon as, you know, here's my problem. I thought as soon as I stopped playing records for a living that I wouldn't have to deal with idiots like this anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Because
you see, here's the problem that I'm facing now. I've reached a crossroads in my life. For most of the time that I've been in radio, I have I always had a goal of doing a show like this.
Mm-hmm.
I always thought when all the stupid program directors would say, don't talk about behind the scenes stuff, don't talk about your wife, don't talk about your kids, don't talk about what you really think about things, read the cards. I thought eventually, someday, I'm going to be able to do a show where I can do whatever I want and no one's going to be on my ass. Well, now I got what I want, he's still on my ass.
Yes, technically, in a roundabout way, you're right.
And that's my only comment. I'm just going to play that cartridge over and over. That's how I feel.
A message to our good friend Rick in Chicago. There you go.
He should be kissing the ground we walk on.
And then even after we explained it to him, he was still saying something along the lines of, yeah, I'll see what I can do, guys. getting a guy to take a phone call. see what I can do.
Yeah, Mr. Important. You know why? Because he's got nothing else to do. Because he's the program director of a radio station with syndicated programming.
Right.
Meaning that he does not have a hand in the programming, so how does he justify his existence?
He's dying to exercise that power.
He justifies his existence by making rules like no personal phone calls when you're running somebody's show.
And your rules are meant to be bent. They really are.
Well, that's how we've gotten where we are. You got to bend them.
All right. What do we do now?
Break for commercials.
All right. No, I know we should. We should, but let's get back to the 4-hour.
Okay.
How many of these idiots are we going to have to deal with, do you think, on our climb to the top?
I think that every third or fourth radio station, we're going to have someone like this. It's inevitable. It's happened again and again and again.
Is this such a tough... Just one last time. Is this such a tough concept to execute? We do a show, and a lot of the show is the behind-the-scenes stuff, showing what a lousy, cutthroat, backstabbing business radio is, showing how the people that work in radio are no better than the people who work at McDonald's or Jiffy Lube or Kmart or Walmart.
That's right.
All we want to do is show what radio's like. Why can't you understand that, Rick? Why can't you understand that? Because it didn't come out of a computer. Because the selector music system didn't say, do this at 07, and do this at 12, and do this at 18, and play the commercials on time. Will you kiss my ass? You listen to me, Rick? Kiss my ass.
Oh, that was a chunky one.
Okay. Whew. I'm going to take a shower before we go to Studebaker's tonight. Man, I am worked up.
I don't blame you for getting worked up.
God, I am worked up. We'll be at Studebaker's tonight in Rockville.
We'll be in much better moods when we're at Studebaker's.
Hey, man, now that you heard this, don't you want to come out and meet us? See how great we are?
See the guys pounding their fists on the table?
We'll be at Studebaker's tonight in Rockville, Maryland, starting about 8 o'clock, signing T-shirts for Don and Mike Bull 3. So come on out, get your shirt signed. Really, we'd love to meet you. The only people we hate on this whole planet, well... Kathy Lee Gifford.
Yep.
And program directors.
Oh, yeah. Wouldn't that be great? A big boat with program directors surrounding Kathy Lee Gifford. Yeah.
Okay, back to the 4-Hour Club.
All right.
Let's see if we can get a winner here. Give me a new password, please, Mike.
The new password is Program Director Moron.
Okay, when your phone rings and you're listening to the program, as you promised that you will because you joined the 4-Hour Club,
right.
You say Program Director Moron, and we'll give you $100 and qualify you for the trip to Australia.
There you go.
Sioux City, Iowa. We're coming your way. Here is listener number 04908.
The password is Program Director Moron. I have to say hi to our good friend Rick in Chicago.
Yeah, can I help you guys? Yeah, I'll see what I can do.
What do you
see what I can do, like some big treat.
Yeah.
Something's fake, that one.
Hello?
I don't know why.
Oh, hello? James Williams.
Program Director Moron.
All right. I'm so glad that you caught up with us. Hello, Jim.
Hi, how are you?
James Williams, Sioux City, Iowa. Thank you for joining the Don and Mike 4-Hour Club. When did you join?
Oh, I joined about 3-4 weeks ago.
Great. Have you received your membership card in the mail?
Yes, I have.
Beautiful. You were listening as we requested?
Thank you so much. Hey, you've won $100, my friend.
Hey, that's cool. That'll make you up for me falling down the stairs trying to get up to the phone.
And you've qualified now. This is only for people in the 4-Hour Club. You've qualified to win a trip for two to Australia's Great Barrier Reef to swim with the great white sharks.
Cool.
Our winners will be submerged in water in a shark cage, and your trip includes round-trip airfare for two and a 4-day boat ride for two. We're going to have the drawing for this trip on Monday, June 4th, and I'd say you have an excellent chance of winning.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening.
No problem. Anytime, guys.
And the trip to Australia is sponsored by Foster's. That's Australian for beer. Damn, that's a tasty beer. That's a good beer. And you, what do you do in Sioux City?
Oh, I just graduated from high school. I'm 18, and I graduated.
All right. 18, and I like it. Thank you so much for listening.
You bet.
Hold on there, Beavis. We got a break for commercials again. We'll be right back.
Radio God.
I give a cheers for the British show and air.
Don and Mike. Washington and Baltimore's Superstation. WJFK.
And my WJFK.
The only two guys who know what the F in Every Daily really stands for. Don and Mike.
Oh, that reminds me. I got a question about this. About OJ.
Okay,
Buzz. Questions for you since you're the news authority.
I'll do my best.
Explain it to me. The guy's on the stand.
Mm-hmm.
The guy that's on the stand with Marcia Clark and Johnny. Johnny, hi all!
Hi, oh yeah.
Johnny Cochran is going at it with Marcia Clark.
Right.
Reason being, the guy says on the stand, I think I heard that OJ had an alibi.
Right.
Now they have OJ on tape saying he didn't do it.
Right.
How can that be an alibi? How can that be entered in? And isn't that now what the defense is saying? Is
yeah.
We want this to be brought into evidence as an alibi. It's like if I was to kill my wife and then I say, but wait a minute, hold on. I got a tape right here where I say that I didn't do it.
I think the issue is the fact that the witness made reference to the airtight alibi, that I heard that O.J. had an airtight alibi. There, in a roundabout way, the defense is trying to say that means they can now bring forth O.J.'s
right.
original statements of the detectives because
but
the witness made a reference
it's
to
a
it.
Great, it's but a great, it's O.J. that's saying it.
Right.
I mean, it would be...
The fact that it's been mentioned, the fact that even in a veiled roundabout way, I don't agree
right.
with the defense, but the fact that it's been mentioned, now they can bring that forward, and that will prevent O.J. from having to take the stand, which, of course, is a major thing the prosecution wants.
I don't know which is more senseless, the fact that Hugh can't take phone calls,
mm-hmm.
or the fact that this has been entered in now. Into the O.J. trial. I'm lost on this.
I think the one thing that is the key here is you're dealing with a poorly prepared witness, a witness who was not told by the, or maybe was told and just didn't do it, that you answer the questions, you answer them yes or no, you don't volunteer information.
Right.
I think it's one of the first rules of testifying in court.
You don't elaborate. See, unbeknownst to the prosecution, the prosecution's witness mentioned this, and in legal circles, the phrase they used to describe this is, he opened the door. Now that this subject, originally, they'd agreed not to discuss this in the case in front of the jury. But now that it's been mentioned, okay,
the door has been opened. He mentioned the airtight alibi.
But listen, but hold on.
They can bring it forward.
This is what's driving me mad when I'm watching TV last night. It's not an airtight alibi. It's O.J. saying he didn't do it.
Right.
So even if they bring this into evidence and they play the tape, it's just the guy that killed his wife saying he didn't kill his wife. If that's the case, every guy that ever killed his wife would make a tape saying I didn't kill my wife, but they'd use it as an alibi.
The fact that they will bring that forward, if indeed the judge rules that they can, the fact that he can bring that statement forward that he made to police will mean that O.J. will not have to get on the stand and say that, and the prosecution desperately wants to, not necessarily desperately, but they really want to see O.J. get on the stand.
See, the jury didn't know that tape existed, and that's the way they'd all agreed to keep it. But now that the jury knows the tape exists, the jury has to hear the tape, because the door is open.
I'm back to the same point.
No, you're right.
Let the jury hear the tape. It's a guy who killed his wife saying that he didn't do it.
Exactly.
Now, if it was a tape with another guy saying, I was with O.J. at the time of the murders, mm-hmm. that's an alibi.
And the prosecution's point is that if the jury is able to hear that tape, it will mean that the prosecution cannot cross-examine O.J. after he makes that statement. So it's like O.J. gets to say, this is why I'm not guilty, but the prosecution cannot cross-examine.
Exactly.
And that's the major point
of
the prosecution.
So now you're telling me, now, this is how screwed up America is now.
Mm-hmm.
You can kill your wife, you make a tape saying that you didn't do it.
You're talking to police.
Yeah, you're talking to police and you say, you didn't do it. then because of that, the prosecution cannot cross-examine you, and you get off?
If the prosecution screws up and lets that tape become revealed in front of the jury, then yeah.
So it's O.J.
They screwed up.
And that's why they're so upset. What it is O.J.'s point of view being presented to the jury with no ability for the prosecution to cross-examine, and that's why they're presenting arguments now as
this
to whether
so ridiculous.
They can... Oh, it's amazing. I mean, the whole trial. I mean, there are so many things in the trial that are ridiculous, too.
The rules are good. The people dealing with the rules are not doing a very good job.
I don't think the rules are good at all. I think this is a peek at the American criminal justice system, which is way out of control. I think this trial demonstrates that, really.
He's guilty. He's guilty as sin.
I think he's guilty too.
Then why don't we just fry him? Why doesn't somebody just strap him in the chair? Let's fry his butt right now. Let's just move on with it.
Most Americans disagree. The latest poll shows 60% of the people believe he's innocent.
How do they know?
That's the majority.
Don't you think they should hack away some of these rules, really? I mean, I believe in the criminal justice system, but these little sidebars and all this garbage.
I personally think the rules are good. I think the reasons for the rules are good. I think the people operating under those rules have done a very poor job.
You're talking about the lawyers or the judge?
I'm talking about the lawyers. The prosecutors have screwed up here, and to a certain extent, I think the judge as well.
All I know is I'm going to kill my wife this weekend, and I'm going to make a tape saying that I didn't do it. There you go. Then my problems will be over.
But, you know, if they do present that tape, I'm going along with the fact that perhaps that tape will not be as significant as the prosecution seems to think it will be.
I think a smart jury, and I think most juries are smart, will take that tape with a grain of salt.
Guys, am I just stupid, or why is it that we are even discussing if this is going to be a legitimate piece of evidence or not? It's the guy who killed his wife saying he didn't kill his wife.
Yeah, but of course it's innocent until proven guilty.
Exactly.
Not in my court.
I know in your court. I mean, in your court, you'd lose 20 or 30 a year. But I mean, you know, the innocent people would go to the gallows. But the fact remains that those people that really were guilty, it would be quick, it would be swift.
I still don't understand. It's a tape of O.J., the guy who's accused of killing his wife, saying that he didn't do it. How is that an alibi?
All right, let me explain something to you.
Well, that's up to the jury.
When the guy referred to the airtight alibi,
yes,
that opened the door to bring in this statement that he made to police, where he supposedly had an alibi. The thing that's freaking out the prosecution is now that they're going to be able to play this tape, which makes O.J. look good, and they will be in no way able to counter that and cross-examine and perhaps reveal certain things, holes in the alibi, because they just play a tape and they can't cross-examine.
Yeah,
if O.J.'s up there telling his alibi on the stand, then bingo, as soon as the defense gets done with him, they come to him and they say, oh, really? You were here? Well, what about this? What about this? What about this?
It might not play out that way. Judge Ito still hasn't made his ruling on whether or not they'll be able to cross-examine him after.
When is that going to happen? Do you know when that's
We're expecting it sometime today, but this morning he announced that he was delaying that decision.
Oh, please, I don't want to talk to a lawyer. There's a lawyer on
And
the
I'm
phone.
Scared. I'm too into it. I just scared myself.
Hello?
How into it I got.
Hello, lawyer?
Yeah, hi. How are you doing?
Hi, great.
Listen, this is the only way to protect O.J.'s right against self-incrimination.
O.J. has no rights. He killed his wife.
Well, of course he killed his wife, but that doesn't mean that you can make him get up there and testify that he killed his wife.
Listen, if anybody else in America killed their wife, the trial would have been over in 5 minutes.
Well, absolutely, but that doesn't...
No, I'm tired of everybody saying, absolutely, yes, O.J.'s right. Boy, things are really wrong in this country.
And I agree with you there.
But...
I agree with you. You know something, it really has turned into the focus is on the game, and the focus is not on the fact of whether or not, you know, the people have been murdered here. And I think that's what the people have been obsessed on this whole big game.
Two dead
people. You know where you're wrong? Let me tell you where you're wrong, Doug, because if anybody else had killed their wife, while it's true that it wouldn't be on TV, and while it's true nobody would be talking about it, it's also true that he wouldn't have to testify against himself either.
Right.
I mean, the difference here is it's on TV.
No, but if anybody else killed his wife, you're right, it wouldn't be on TV, but...
Well, tape or no tape also, he doesn't have to testify anyway, right?
Right.
I mean,
right.
If this tape is not admitted into evidence, he only will have to testify if the defense thinks it's absolutely necessary.
So,
what
you're telling me is, now, if this tape is entered as evidence, does that mean we all have to believe it since they can't
prove
it?
No, of course not. The prosecution's going to get up and go and say exactly what you said. All you got to say is, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, O.J. Simpson is accused of killing his wife, and guess what? He said he didn't do it. What did you expect him to say? But the evidence is he's got blood all over the place. He's got, you know, blood on his socks.
But that's not going to be nearly as powerful as if they had an opportunity to have O.J. sitting up on the stand and cross-examine him personally, right?
That's true, but that would be a calculated risk for both sides.
No, but every lawyer I've heard interviewed has said that the risk would really be on the defense's side by putting him up on the stand.
I think that's true. I mean, most of the time people don't testify. When they're defendants in cases.
No offense, I'm so sick of lawyers.
Because they're crooks, they're liars.
Yes, they are. Like lawyers.
No way.
I'm kidding. Thank you, my friend.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you. Bye-bye. I'm sick of seeing Dershowitz on TV. I'm sick of seeing the guy with the Daniel Boone jacket on TV. The guy with the long hair, Jerry Spence. Yeah. Please, give me a break. Do I have to scream everything on this show today? We should be able to call our board operator in Chicago whenever we feel like it, and O.J. should fry. All right. Enough said. Be right back. Tell you about a woman who found a frog at her frozen dinner.
Oh, there you go. Oh,
a lighthearted story.
That's much better.
We'll be right back.
You realize this is being broadcast, don't you?
This is the Don and Mike Show.
If you're really good at bad-mouthing people,
Washington's Superstation.
You can get a radio talk show.
WJFK.
WJFK.
Here's more with Don and Mike.
We're back. Hi. Thank you so much for listening. We will get to your phone calls in the next hour. Try to get the show back on track here. I can't believe how stupid that guy in Chicago was.
It's lingering. It lingers. Let it linger.
Okay, back with the program. Back on track. Here we go. Focus. Tunnel vision. Show.
It was just one little phone call.
Show. Whoa, whoa. Where's the frog story, Diana? Diana, where's the frog story?
Right here.
Don't yell at me.
I'm not.
You dare yell at me. You know how sensitive I am. From West Virginia, Mike.
West Virginia.
West Virginia.
Also, before I read this story, maybe there's somebody listening within the sound of my voice now who could call in, and maybe if they live near a grocery store and they work in a grocery store. I got a call today from a DJ friend of mine. A guy that works in Denver, and he said, "Hey, I got a great idea for a bit for you." And I'm thinking, like, okay, well, what could it be this time? He told me that it's similar to the Disney and Little Mermaid thing. You remember on the package of the Little Mermaid?
We got a copy of that. I remember that.
About 3 or 4 years ago, we found out that some disgruntled Disney employee made one of the castles there on the cover of the Little Mermaid look like a penis.
That's right. It was one of those disgruntled animators.
Well, this time, according to my DJ friend, who said that he had someone call his show today, it's a bottle of Renuzit air freshener. And apparently it has pictures of all kinds of squiggly lines.
Uh-huh.
And one of these squiggly lines, apparently, is this guy's thing.
Oh, really?
Whoever designed the packaging for Renuzit air freshener.
Gotta love those animators. You know, they're in there with the easel all day long, and they come up with these things.
Now, I don't know if this is true or not. This was just a DJ tip passed on from one member. And that's how the DJ brotherhood works. See, what I've done now, I've got a story here about a woman who found a frog in her frozen dinner.
Right.
And I will be on the phone till 3, 4 o'clock in the morning calling my DJ friends from all around the country now to hit them to this story.
I saw your DJ friend on the Today Show. No, actually, on Headline News this morning.
Who's
your DJ friend, Scott Shannon, talking about the theme from the show Friends and what a success that theme has become. And he's looking well.
He's looking good, huh?
He's looking terrific.
El Diablo. Yeah, these people call all the time. They just say, "We want to hear the song."
That's what he said.
"We want to hear the song."
He wasn't making eye contact. You know when somebody's interviewed and they're kind of looking straight down?
These people call and they ask about the song all the time. They ask you about the song all the time.
That's getting very close to your Dick Nolte impression.
Well, so Scott Shannon.
I'm a teacher, that's right. They call all the time. They call all the time and ask about the song.
I love that movie, Blue Chips, that Nick Nolte movie. That movie's on HBO all the time, and that's one of the few movies. You know the one movie I can't stand? HBO said, "Stop running." He said, "She said."
Mm-hmm.
With Kevin Bacon.
Yeah.
The one where they're the anchors at the TV station.
Yeah.
My favorite scene in Blue Chips is when he's when he comes into the locker room and he makes the angry speech.
Oh, Nick Nolte.
Throws something and he goes back out, then he comes back in again, then he goes back out, then he comes back in again. That was great.
Yeah, he's excellent in that movie. And you know who's really good? Well, Shaquille O'Neal. He's no actor, but you know who's good is Penny Hardaway.
Mm-hmm.
From the Orlando Magic. Anthony Hardaway.
Anthony.
Yeah. He's good. I like that. Okay, now, on to the story about the woman who found a frog in the frozen dinner.
No!
We have tried. We cannot contact this woman. There is no listing in West Virginia for Emily Stover. But here's the story. She was about to dig into her microwave frozen dinner when she noticed something strange. At first, she thought some asparagus had gotten in with the other greens.
Oh, gross.
In her healthy choice chicken Cantonese dinner.
Yum, yum.
But when she picked it up with her fork, she realized it wasn't asparagus. It was a dead frog.
Oh, God.
Now, the people at Healthy Choice say that she shipped the meal to them, to Healthy Choice in Nebraska for analysis.
Really?
The company says that incidents like this are rare. The woman says she'll never buy a Healthy Choice frozen dinner again.
Come on, Kirby.
Now, we don't have the number of the woman since she's unlisted. The best thing we can do is call the company there in Omaha, Nebraska.
I'm sorry. I wish you wouldn't be using my relative. Kirby.
And it was a small frog. It was a 1-inch.
Thank you for calling Conagra Frozen Foods. Could you hold, please?
Yes. A 1-inch dead frog.
No, you know, in many countries, that would be, I'm sure, considered a delicacy.
No extra charge. Yum, yum.
In other countries, they would make poison arrows out of that frog. The tree frogs of the Amazon.
Well, let's see if they've gotten other calls about it. I guess they have. I don't know. Buzz, is this story on the wire now, the story about the woman and the frog?
Yes.
Yes, okay. It is.
You could call and ask if the new Healthy Choice frog legs entree is available yet.
And do we have anybody about the renewed air freshener yet? I see all the phones ringing. I guess we'll get somebody inside. You know, this is like calling our station in Chicago.
Absolutely.
Listen to this.
Thank you for holding on there. Get your phone call.
Frog Bureau, please. I found a frog in my frozen dinner.
Okay. You found a frog in your frozen dinner?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And, excuse me.
Oh.
Who can I talk to?
Oh, that wasn't nice.
I'm sorry. It's the frog.
That really wasn't nice.
It's affecting your digestion, isn't it?
Oh, God, I'm awful.
The frog seems to be affecting your digestive system.
I'm a mess.
Oh, dear.
I've got to be honest, lady, we're DJs. We're doing our radio show. Don and Mike.
Oh. Yeah, she wanted to chat.
Marketing, Jerry speaking.
Yes, hi, Jerry. How are you?
Fine.
Don Geronimo, Michael Mara, doing a national radio show now. You're on the air.
Hello.
We were calling to find out how many frogs you've put in your microwave dinners. Is this a promotion you guys are doing?
Let me transfer down to Pat Coral. Hold on.
Is it Find the Frog?
Well, now we're being transferred again.
Oh, dear.
We have somebody online about Renews It? Oh, great. There you go.
I hope it's somebody who's got it right there in front of them. Here it is! Here it is. We had a picture of a frog.
Frog.
Freddy.
Freddy the Disco Frog.
Freddy's always ready.
Mighty Freddy.
You know Freddy. He's the Disco Frog.
Yeah, that was one of Major Bill Smith's sidebars. For a while in our relationship with the late Major Bill Smith, he would get off an Elvis kick every once in a while and start another business. And for a while, he wanted to have a disco hit. So he got his, as he called it, my black group,
right?
Spectron 7 together, and they recorded a song, Freddy the Disco Frog.
Freddy, and the great lyrics, Freddy the Disco Frog, he's cool, man, cool. Freddy is always ready.
Mighty Freddy. Mighty Freddy. Hello?
Pat Quarles' office, this is Lori.
Lori, hello. Don Geronimo, Mike O'Mara. We're doing our national radio show now. Mm-hmm. And we were calling about the woman that found the dead frog in the Healthy Choice frozen dinner.
You'd need to speak to Pat Quarles, and she's out of the office until tomorrow morning.
Oh, darn.
I can have her give you a call back.
Is there any truth to the rumor that Healthy Choice is going to be coming out with a line of frog legs entrees? over rice?
You really need to speak to Pat.
Because, boy, I hear they're tasty.
I'm starved. Hey, why do we have to speak to Pat? Who is she?
She's our public relations manager.
Can you answer this for me? Have you gotten lots of calls about the dead frog?
I can't answer any questions. I'm sorry.
Do you think Healthy Choice will be able to share the marketing campaign with Budweiser? Use those frogs? You know that one that sticks his tongue on the back of the truck and flies?
Hey, what do you call a frog that jumps from bed to bed? A prostitute.
How about if I
transfer
to another number? How does that sound?
How does that sound?
You want to be transferred to another number?
No, never mind.
Are you sure?
We want to speak to our board up.
Yeah, never mind. No, never mind. We're having a bad day. It's not your fault. We just called because, you know, it's always wacky when someone finds like mouse in a Coca-Cola bottle or a tooth in a McDonald's hamburger. The first time we've heard of a frog being found in healthy trouble. How many grams of fat would be in a frog, incidentally?
I don't know. I got to go back to work.
They said it was about 1 inch long. You know, can you maybe just off the top of your head do the fat grams?
Goodbye.
Could you get high from that? Weren't kids getting high licking frogs? Hello.
They're licking toes.
I saw a show that Nicole Simpson was deathly afraid of frogs.
Yeah, and that's why they said O.J. did the frogman thing and scared
her. Yeah, right.
Yeah, how ridiculous is that? That came from the mind of Faye Resnick.
Yes, Faye Resnick, who was, I think, one of the most credible people in the whole wide world.
She said that Nicole was very afraid of frogs. Frogs like, really? Really? And O.J., when he got his last movie job playing a frogman, meaning a guy who puts on a scuba diver suit and swims, he did that to scare Nicole.
That's right. That's why O.J., Nicole would never watch the Larry King show.
Hello, Don and Mike Joe.
Hello.
Hi, you.
Hi, how are you?
Just great, thank you. Do you have the can of Renewed air freshener?
Yes, I do. I'm sorry, that's my kids in the back. Yes, what happened was I work at a CVS, and we got an email from Renews It, and supposedly a disgruntled employee who worked in the art department did pull out their thing, and before it got up, when it got off the assembly line, they had just noticed it and was out in stores.
Oh, so there is a picture of a penis?
Yes, there is.
And now
it's on the can is called Fresh Cut Flowers. And the penis looks like it's sitting on a leaf.
How do I ask this? Is the penis
it is erect.
Oh my god.
Did you spray it off?
It's a really good scent. We were told to take it off the shelves, but our manager would not because everybody requests a scent. So we put it back on the shelves.
It's very popular.
Very popular now.
So you actually have a can of it now?
Yes, I do.
I'd like Essence of Penis, please.
I can send it to you if you like.
Yeah, oh, hey, I'd love that. Would you please add it to our collection? Our collection of oddities.
I sure will.
Little citrus, little odor of pain.
Well, thank you.
You're quite welcome.
Thanks for being here. Oh, take care of those kids.
I sure will.
Thanks. Hold on a second. We've got another call in the moment. Hello, John and my show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Seminary Safeway.
You what? Hello? Come again? Thank you for calling.
We appreciate it.
Okay.
Yeah, that sounds like you just ate a frog.
Got a break for commercials. Hey, the phones are open, as you can tell. Let's take some calls. How about a rotating random phone scan? That's next. You get on the line to get on the air. We are ready to believe you. Toll-free number, same as it was yesterday, 1-800-636-1067. Your calls lying straight ahead.
Needs a good kick in the ass.
The Don and Mike Show. They take no prisoners. They dig no shallow graves. Don and Mike.
Hi, we're back. Thanks for listening in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. WIMX, Mix 99.3 FM, WCMB AM. Thanks for listening in Sacramento. On Hot Talk, KHTK.
Uh-huh.
And in Chicago, the latest station to give us no respect.
Unbelievable.
WJJD. Okay, phone calls right here and right now. As always, we stand ready to believe you.
Stupid does, sir.
At 1-800-636-1067 and Pennsylvania, you're on the air. Hello.
Hey, Don.
Yes.
What's up? Alan, it's a new caller. Just saw a call in. Say hi. I love your show.
Well, thank you. We appreciate it.
Yeah, it's about time I just joined your four-hour club.
Good.
Had to buy some equipment just to get the station in.
Now, you know, if you join the four-hour club, my friend, then you're making a commitment.
Oh, yeah.
To listen for 4 hours a day.
Oh, yeah.
You never know when that phone's going to ring, and it's going to be us with some incredible prize.
And don't forget, if we call and you're not listening, it's hot dog time.
Hot dog time for me.
Hot dog time. Hey, have I mentioned that we will be at Studebaker's in Rosenberg? Sir, I realize we're right in the middle of a beautiful conversation, but the P.T. Barnum and me will not be quiet. We will be at Studebaker's tonight in Rockville, Maryland, signing shirts for Don and Mike Bowl 3. The shirts cost $15 each. We don't make a dime on this deal because all the money goes to Children's Hospital.
That's right.
So come on out. We're going to have us a big old party.
It's going to be great.
We're all going to be there, even Broyhill. With his black socks and tennis shoes.
Is Broyhill coming?
He just said to me that that he thought he might want to do something else. I think it's important that he comes out. He's a part of the show, isn't it?
Absolutely. He always wants to do something else. He never comes to our parties, and I think he should come to this
one. Well, see, the reason for that is that Charles Broyhill is the first line of defense here, and that many of the listeners... Well, you've heard, we get the calls from people who say, Charles Broyhill is so mean to me, I always want to call, but Charles Broyhill never lets me through. Well, see, the problem is he doesn't want to go out. I think he doesn't want to go out and actually face the public.
Well, it's a good chance for everybody that's never been put through by Charles Broyhill. He's going to be out at Studebaker's with us tonight.
Bingo. We'll all be there. We'd love to sign your shirt. We'd love to meet you. And we hope you come out and buy the shirts because all the money raised goes to the Have a Heart campaign at Children's Hospital.
All right.
That's tonight at Studebaker's in Rockville. Okay, now that my my plug is out of the way, sir.
All right. Hey, just like to say, hey, thanks for your show and everything. So,
okay.
You guys take it easy, all right?
Okay.
All right, bye.
Thanks for calling. We appreciate it.
If it does, sir.
Line six now. Tampa Bay, Tampa, Florida. Hello.
Hi, Don.
Hello.
I'm your listener from Tampa.
No, we got more than one in Tampa now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You got a billboard now, too.
And have you seen the billboard?
Yes, I have.
Where is it at?
Oh, my God. It's not in the best part of town. It's down overlooking where they dump off a lot of bad-looking railroad cars. But you have to go up on the bridge to see over the trees to see it, but it's there.
Is there. Well, at least the station has kept up the promise to put up billboards for the show.
Billboard.
So you're saying we have one billboard?
One that I've seen.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But I'd like to work under the assumption that there are others, that you are not the eyes and ears of the entire Tampa, Florida area.
Until a moment ago, I thought I was the only listener.
No.
No, actually, we do have, we're actually starting to establish a bit of a beachhead in Tampa.
Well, I'm trying, too, for you. I just wanted you to know.
Thank you, my friend.
I got my mailman to tune in to you.
Well, that's one. That makes two.
That makes two.
So let's say you're driving down the road there in the worst part of Tampa by the abandoned railroad cars. You see the billboard. Does it encourage you to tune into our program?
All it says is Don and Mike, and it gives the call letters.
Good.
You know, but, I mean, I already knew. I've been listening since shortly before your last trip out to...
Does it have anything else on it?
Listen, Don and Mike, and 10 a.m. I mean, you know, it's budget all the way.
To the point. Well, I guess if you're going to have a billboard, why junk it up with fancy slogans? Why not? Well, I'm serious about this. You put listen to Don and Mike.
Yeah, and no need for eye-catching colors either. Make it black and white.
Yeah. Well, what color is it? What colors were they?
Yellow background. The writing is red, and then the call letters are like black.
Well, now that sounds like that would catch the eye.
That's exciting.
Well, like I say, when you're on the bridge, you can see over the trees to see the sign.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we're feeling pretty good about things now.
Do you understand? Sometimes, every once in a while, just maybe sometimes, I like to feel good about myself and about our radio show, sir.
Yes, sir.
Okay?
Mm-hmm. So I'm not trying to bring it down. I want to tell you that. I love you. And
so
I
when you
it.
Call, hold up, but when you call and you say you see a billboard, you don't call and say, but it's the only one I've seen, and I'm your only listener in Tampa.
I thought I was. See, you guys keep saying you're not doing so well here.
Well, you see, we've had that trouble with Chicago already today, and we could use a caller that said, hey, Don and Mike, I'm down here in Tampa, and we've got 300,000 people that are at my house, and we're all listening to you. Now you'd be lying, but that's okay.
Would you believe me?
We need that lift.
Would you believe me?
Possibly with my ego, I would.
Oh, well, gee, I'll keep that in mind next time.
Okay.
I promise you, I'm going to sit back and write up a whole bunch of lies.
Listen, I can only take so much negativity, okay? I'm serious.
I'm sorry.
How am I supposed to maintain this fantastic mood that I'm in? Thank you.
Boy, you pulled the wool over my eyes.
All right. Hello, Don and Mike show. You know, I'm tired of using that as a crutch. Can I tell you something? This is the best damn radio show on the planet.
There you go.
And we got great ratings everywhere. I'm tired of using this underdog thing.
Tell them.
Yeah.
Tell them. Sing it from the highest mountaintop.
We got great ratings.
That's right.
Screw all of yous.
I was reading some stuff today that we're up, by the percentages that we're up and all over the country. It's fantastic.
See, but it's kind of funny to make our show out as the little engine that could.
Yeah, but then we get these guys now. When we do that in Tampa, we've gotten a lot of calls from guys like that in Tampa that like to call and say, I am your only, I'm only, and your billboard is covered with feces.
You know what I think it is? I think they're big supporters, they're big fans, and when they feel that Don and Mike are not being treated fairly, then they personally are offended and they want to express that. So really, they're on your side.
No, you know your job, not your job. You're
right.
Your job is to blindly follow me. Just to blindly follow orders. The order is listen and enjoy.
Yeah, they're going to be able to blindly follow you when I give you that helmet.
Oh, my Nazi motorcycle helmet.
You're going to love that helmet.
I can only take so much negativity.
Sure,
understood. It's boring to get on it and talk about how great our ratings are in a lot of the cities that we're in.
Right.
We do focus a lot on Tampa because we don't have great ratings in Tampa. But I don't need you telling that to me. Let me say it myself.
It was the wrong call at the wrong time.
It just happened to work out that way.
Hello?
Turn 97. Hello?
Turn 97 what?
Hello. Who's this?
Don and Mike. Who's
hey, this is Jeff. I'm calling from Monhegan, Maine.
Yes, sir.
And I just wanted to tell you that your show is great. And we catch it out here all. We're working on an inn on an island about the size of two big parking lots in every city.
Isn't Monhegan a real nice little seaside town?
Oh, man, it's like the Caribbean of northern Maine.
That's great.
It's you know, it's antediluvian on one side. There's no such thing as people anywhere. And on the other side,
God, I love the
you know, there's little fish village and hotels.
You said no people at all?
Huh?
No people?
Oh, you know, in the winter there's 50 people. Right now there might be 150 people.
I got to move there.
There's six vehicles. There's, you know, six vehicles, you know, with, you know, 24 wheels. That's it, you know.
He's right. It's great up there.
And we get a boat every, you know, well, once a day now. It'll be twice a day, maybe three times a day in the summer. And,
right on the island.
Oh, it's just lovely.
And now, you know what? Now this is going to depress me, too. This is
going to be in Portland. It's out here somehow. We're 10 miles out and about an hour and a half up the road.
All right. We know you live in a nice place.
Yeah, but what's the temperature up here right now?
Right now, it's so maybe 60 degrees and sunny. Yeah. I was out all day working in the garden.
Great. So you got a great life. Enjoy it, okay, pal?
Well, thanks a lot.
Yeah, good. Yeah, all right. Enjoy your great life. Enjoy your boat. Enjoy your good life. I'm here in a great studio. I want to cry. I've been through that town.
Community radio station, and I do my little morning show of a morning mix for nothing every once a week in Portland, and I gave that up. I almost it was the hardest thing I could ever do is to give up that little radio thing. But hey,
I'd never guessed that you were a radio guy with your six-hour run-on sentence here. Well, I'd never know that you were in radio. Too bad you had to give up the business, sir.
Well, you know, I was doing it for nothing, and we might do it again real soon. But nevertheless, yeah. I've got everybody listening to you guys out here.
I hope your boat sinks. Hello, Baltimore.
Hey, Dynamite.
Hello. Oh, man. Hello.
Next. Dynamite, I listen and I obey.
Thank you, buddy.
They're all waiting in the lobby.
Hello.
Yeah, last night, Donna was wondering if the fact that Jerry Van Dyke dumped a soup tureen full of clam chowder on Frank and Kathy Lee changed how you feel about him.
Oh,
on Coach?
Man, I missed
no,
that.
No, I've seen that one before, sir.
No, was that a rerun?
Yeah. No, it changed the way I feel about Jerry Van Dyke.
Do you want to spin the wheel?
Would that
improve your mood?
No, listen, everybody get me wrong. I'm in a fine mood.
I know you're in a fine mood.
When I walked in the door at 3 o'clock today,
yes.
I was in a fine mood. But then you had the thing with Chicago.
Right.
And then you had the guy from Tampa that called because we don't got any listeners. And then you got the guy from Maine that wants to call and tell me what a great life he had was. Bring him the wheel! Give me the wheel! Come on, we need the wheel! Need the wheel. Yeah, I saw it.
Oh, okay. Well, I just thought maybe, you know, in line with what you were talking about with Kathy Lee earlier. Did it make you feel better to see her, you know, dump on her butt with soup on her?
Yes, it did.
Okay.
However, I will never give up the fact that I think Dick Van Dyke is much more talented than Jerry Van Dyke.
But the talent to actually dump that soup, you know, I mean, that an incredible physical comedy that is his trademark.
Will spin the wheel. He, you know, fake left, shifted right, dump it on both of them.
All right, we'll spin the wheel here.
All right.
We'll spin the wheel. We'll decide. Thank you for the call.
My pleasure.
All right. Bye-bye, my friend.
Bye-bye. I can't wait to go to Hershey Park this year.
Here we go.
Oh, he's the spokesman, isn't he?
Yeah, I think he's still the spokesman. Right. I'm not sure.
Here we go.
All right.
Dick or Jerry, round and round she goes.
Okay.
And if it's not Dick, I'm going to have a conniption fit.
It's there Dick. It
okay.
It's all Dick, right. See?
They're great.
Darn it.
Hello. Another call from Baltimore. You're on the air. Hello.
Hey, baby.
Hi, baby.
How are you?
Great. Jim Gandy.
Good. I wanted to tell you guys, I got one of those music cans today.
Oh, you did? Oh, the can with the thing on it?
Yes. Yeah. And I called the 1-800 number on the back.
Yeah.
And they were very amused. They said that they're going to send me the full picture, that the seal and the can cut off the picture. And they're going to send me the full picture. So I guess they're going to send me a picture of this guy naked. I don't know.
Well, now, that's kind of weird that the company would be doing something like that.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Well, maybe they're just trying to put a good spin on it.
I don't know. They told me some story about it was a tulip and all this other kind of stuff.
It was a what?
It's a tulip. If you look at the edge where the
tulip
seam is, yeah, there's a tulip there. And that's one of the leaves or one of the petals folded over.
Tulip.
But I don't
tulip.
Think so.
T-U-L-A-P.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Tulips.
Tulips.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yeah, sure.
Goodbye.
Bye.
We're just trying to picture the similarity between what was really on there and tulips.
I can't.
No. At least I can.
I don't know, maybe.
Where's Broido? You can come in. Hello, Don Mike Show, Reno, Nevada. Hello.
Hey, Don Mike.
Hi.
Hey, Buzz. Hey, this is Tom McCree from Reno. You guys are beautiful.
Hello.
You're beautiful. And I called for Mike especially. I wanted to know if he got those cigars I sent him.
Yes. You sent me a box?
Yeah.
No, I haven't received a box of cigars. I
haven't got them yet?
No, wow.
They should
be
on their way.
Well, let me thank you in advance. Thanks a lot.
Coming up from Florida.
All right, I appreciate that.
And just keep up the good work.
Thank you. Now I don't feel so bad about Dick winning on the wheel.
Okay.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. One more call before we have to break. Hi, Don, my show.
Hi, Don. How you doing?
Hey. Super.
Wonderful.
Never been better.
Yeah, hey, I understand you guys are going to be in Rockville, right?
Yes, we are at Studebaker's tonight.
Okay, what's the going rate? 15?
What's the going rate for what?
For your T-shirt.
$15.
$15, cool. Yeah. I can handle that.
Yeah, and all the money goes to Children's Hospital, and they're great-looking shirts. They're not junk.
Yeah, we've heard great things about the shirts, and they've got a whole passel of them out there in Rockville.
They are woven with human hair.
That's right, and it's curly hair.
Oh, my favorite.
Hair from down there.
Hair from down there. Very soft when you weave it all together.
Well, sure.
Mm-hmm. We'll see you there.
Yeah, hey, you guys, you take paper or plastic?
We will take, I think it's all cash tonight. Cash or checks.
Okay.
Make your check at the Children's Hospital.
Good deal.
Thank you. We'll see you there. All right. Bye-bye.
And, of course, we continually make new T-shirts so you can donate your own here while you're up there.
And when we're at Studebaker's tonight, we'll be joined by Brian Mitchell, number 30 from your Washington Redskins, to be out there with us. A quick commercial break. Allow us that. We'll come right back and we'll take more of your calls. 800-636-1067. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
How much shot can you pay?
How it's going on, Don and Mike all after a good living with him. The Grease Man of Grease. 106.7 WJFK.
Patient with
bread,
BS, WJFK.
Best breakfast you've ever had, guaranteed. The Don and Mike Show.
Howdy, hi, we're back. Running a little late, let's get right through these calls. Thank you for waiting in Wichita, Kansas. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm calling in with a complaint.
Oh, we love complaints.
Your show is just way too long. And my husband listens all the time. That's all he does these days. Listen to you guys.
Let me tell you, you have picked the right day to complain.
Things are going my way today.
He talks about you guys to all of our friends, and they think you're real people or something.
Lady,
that's great.
Lady, we are real people.
Oh, really?
Yes.
We are human beings. We are human. We are human.
Human. No, we're Ferengis.
Well, yes. Evidently, he won something yesterday, and now he's just really primed.
Good.
Oh, that's great. And now I'm getting the impression that you don't completely approve of this behavior?
No, I don't. That's all he does these days. Can't get him out of the house.
Well, listen,
not a Walkman, at least.
You got to listen together. The family that listens together stays together.
Yeah.
Well, come on, go with the program.
I got other things to do.
If you become obsessed with the show, you will bond closer to your husband.
You'll have better sex.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh, don't tell him that.
Hey, thank you for calling.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye. Friend of Miss Bobby's, I believe.
Hello. Lynchburg, Virginia. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yeah, hi. This is James.
Hi, James.
I'm calling.
Yes, hi.
I just wanted to say hey to you, Mike, Buzz, and Sherry. And also wanted to tell you that I was just getting ready to throw, put a healthy choice dinner. I'm a little nervous. Trying to put a healthy choice dinner in the oven, but I threw that out.
Oh, no.
And thanks for the advice. I don't even want to look to see if there's a frog in there or not.
Oh, you should have at least opened it to see if there was one in there.
Sure.
Yeah, but since I saw it had asparagus on the box, I decided not to.
You know what's going to happen now? There will be all kinds of copycats coming out, people trying to get money. People will say, you know, I found a horse's head in my healthy choice dinner. People will be putting all kinds of junk in
there. That'd probably be the Swanson's, like, big extra size, extra
hungry
portion.
Man. Hungry man.
Well, I think I'm going to go ahead and just stop the TV dinners altogether here.
Good move. Thank you, my friend.
But I also wanted to tell you that you're the best thing that ever happened in the Lynchburg-Roanoke area.
No doubt about that.
There's something that Falwell can't take away from us.
There you go.
Jerry, my friend. Hey, thank you. We do appreciate the support.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Hello, Don and my show, California, Davis, California.
Yes. I don't know if someone's mentioned it to you before, but evidently Walt Disney had a similar type of picture of an erect penis on one of the covers of The Little Mermaid.
Yes, we're aware of that.
This is the first time I've listened to your show, and I...
You picked a good day. You picked a good day to listen.
Yeah, we actually were talking about that just moments ago.
Oh, well, I just got on about 2:30 listening to this, and I just caught the end of the one conversation, so I just thought I'd mention that. I don't know if you know the value of that. It's worth about $300 to own one of those.
We had one, didn't we?
Yeah, we used that.
I think my kids got one at home, so I think when that first happened, we called it. We called through it and had her look at the box.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Who would pay $300 for that?
This guy.
Well, there. If you take it to like collectible shows and stuff, you can.
You want to buy it?
No, I'm not interested in those types of pictures.
Oh, that's right. That's those collectible shows where it's all penis art.
Hey, don't we have a lady here who brought us a can of the Renews It air freshener?
Yeah, I believe so.
Oh, bring her in, Diana.
Yeah,
bring her in.
I must confess that I cheated out in the lobby. I had to look at it. I was trying not to look at it, but I had to look at it.
Hi. Me. Hi, how you doing? Hi. Hey, what's your name, guys?
Don and Wendy.
Don and Wendy? Hi. Where are you two from?
there. It's a little shocking when you first get into the air studio. Just calm down, guys. Right into the microphone.
See, this is the Wheel of Van Dyke. You want to spin it? Go ahead, spin it. Give yourself a throw.
Don is spinning it right now. This time.
And
Jerry.
Jerry this time.
All right.
Doesn't count.
I know. The first one counts today.
Is that it right there?
That's it.
I spotted it.
Yeah, it's pretty obvious.
You know, that's not a drawing.
No, it isn't. It's a picture.
It's like a photograph.
And that's not a tulip.
No, that's a tool. That's a tool, baby. Wowie zowie. Hey, Diana, you're a fan of the penis.
I saw it, dude.
Yeah, you like that?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, Sherry, take a good look. Does that resemble anybody you've ever seen before? Oh, she don't have to take it out of my hand as well.
Yeah.
Oh, she's like, wow, yeah, you're an
Oh, my.
What?
Just looking at it. Oh. I mean, this is a photograph. This is a photograph. This looks like, you know, it almost looks like it might be one of those products you would buy in a Miracle-Aid store.
You think it's a dildo?
I'm not sure. It looks like it might be.
Does it look real?
It's hard. I don't think it's a tulip, though.
Hey, what store did you guys get this at? Did you just buy this today after you heard us talk about it?
A lady I work with bought it, and she let me borrow it.
Because I didn't believe
it. Down there.
You didn't believe it? Well, yeah, look at that, huh?
Yeah. That's what it is. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. Proof's in the pudding.
Renews It, fresh-cut flowers, home fragrance spray. The penis is right to the right of home fragrance spray. And man, I'm jealous. Wow. Wowie zowie.
Yeah, because, you know, if it is a real human being, the rest of his body's out of the shot.
It's like Andre the Giant.
Hey, hi, baby.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, I knew you were going to try that. That's why I had the drink covered here.
There you go. Thanks for bringing that down, guys.
No problem.
Hey, we'll give you some kind of a prize. Let me give you tickets to our premiere of the movie Tales from the Hood. Okay?
All right, thanks.
Okay, Spike Lee movie, a great movie. And a T-shirt, too. Thank you for coming down.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening.
You know that that Regina's smells a little like Allie and Cunningham. Smells like that rose perfume she wears.
Only you would know.
Yeah.
Go away, evil.
Hello, Reno.
Hi, Don. Hi. Mike.
Yeah.
Great, Buzz.
Howdy.
I know you're looking for a little bit of support today, and I'm sure there's at least a million people all at one time listening to you out here. So you can always get a compliment from us.
That's wonderful. Don't patronize me, okay?
No.
I don't need your pity. I don't want your pity.
What is it, man? What is it you need today?
Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
I want to tell you that you guys are really great. I'm a first-time caller. I just started listening to the show, and you guys are the best.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
I'm going to ask you a question.
I'm kidding.
Okay, you know that little mermaid box cover with the penis on it? Yeah. Is it like some kind of like laser disc thing, or is it just a real...
No, it's, boy, this is an old story.
You remember how excited people got the last time we were talking about it?
It's the actual box of the videotape.
Although,
I'll tell you something. On a scale of which is more realistic,
mm-hmm.
if you really want to see a thing, go get the Renuser.
Yeah, the Renuser.
Because the Disney thing was just a drawing. The thing on Renuser is an actual photograph.
You know, I'm suddenly picturing this board of directors, and they're the head of this company that makes air fresheners, and sales have been a little bit low, and all of a sudden, one of the geniuses comes up with this idea, and they sell more air fresheners than they ever have before.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hello.
I've been hearing a lot of people giving you guys a lot of hell today, like complaints, you know. Would you mind if I just added one to the pile about the people that screen your calls? You know, they're awfully rude, aren't they?
Hey, this is, once again, this is the most perfect day you could pick to complain.
But now that I got that out of the way, I don't want to overkill on that.
So they don't let you through? Is that what it is? They don't let you through?
Why? Why don't they let you through?
I don't know. I think it's kind of funny, you know, but I don't get pissed off that much. But they're like, you know, I call and say what I want to talk about.
Yeah.
And the one lady, she's like, sir, would you get to the point? And I thought that was kind of funny, actually. And then she said she passed along and basically
what,
she hung up on me.
What is your reason for calling?
Well, I wanted to talk about these Jerry Van Dyke ads on... about Hershey Park, you know.
Yes.
And it shows him running around Hershey Park like a loon, you know, just throwing stuff and, like,
yes.
you know, irritating people and stuff.
Yes.
But I think that could demoralize the whole park. Don't get me wrong. I'm a fan of Jerry Van Dyke. I think he's a great person. He's, you know, very funny.
I can't believe that they would not let this call through.
I think it's an absolute miracle that you haven't been on before.
Oh, thank you.
As a matter of fact, you should be a regular caller.
Yeah, I just started listening a couple weeks ago.
Don, let's take it one step further. He should go into the business.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah, yeah. But I was like going to the mall and I turned on the radio and I just happened to hear your show.
You know, if you do take up the business, if you go into the business, you might want to say you know a few more times.
Yeah, okay. Cool.
All right.
Okay. All right, dude.
Okay. But I was going to the mall listening to your show and it was pretty cool because you guys were making all these prank calls. And I got a kick out of that. So.
You know what's going to happen? Now I'm going to have to give Diana a raise.
I started listening ever since then.
No, you know, every once in a while it comes right back full front. What a great job she does screening these calls.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. You know. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don.
Mike. Yeah.
I don't know if you're aware of it or not, but there's an author by the name of Marshall McLuhan who wrote a book on things called Subliminal Seduction.
Mm-hmm.
And this thing is like ages old. They've got... like on a pack of Camel cigarettes, you have naked women. And
I heard about this book like maybe 5, 6, 7 years ago.
I studied that in college, and they used to have the hair would spell out sex, and
right,
they had examples of it.
And ice cubes.
And
ice cubes in a drink ad would spell out sex.
Sure, they used to do that all the time.
Yeah, we're sitting there in college saying, yeah, this guy's a nutso, but it ain't so nuts anymore. It's
just means you buy some air freshener and you get a Woody.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Oh, hello. Hello. I want to talk to Don and Mike.
Yes, you're on the air, sir.
Oh, well, cool. Hey, I was just noticing the last few days you've been talking to, when you talked to Rudy Marsky and when you talked to, Tom Gavin.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, they got to be related. They could be the same person. Does the mouse know about that? There could be a illegitimate son of Rudy's running around here. Tom,
oh my God!
Think it could be?
We've never thought about that, sir.
But I certainly think that's the first ray of sunshine we've gotten today.
Hello, Cleveland.
Hello.
Hi,
Mike.
Hi.
How you doing?
Great.
First time caller.
Thank you.
I enjoy your show. Caught it by accident about a year ago.
Good. Thank you.
I wanted to straighten out all. I listened to that call from Cleveland last week.
What call from Cleveland?
You had a big argument about?
I assure we have so many big arguments on the show, I cannot keep them all straight.
Even though he was kind of bad-rapping you guys, and,
yeah.
I don't know if you remember or not. You probably remember it.
I don't remember.
Well, I want to say one thing. I want to know if Mike watched the games last week when the Cleveland team was in town.
Yeah, the Cleveland Indians?
Yeah.
And watched them beat up on the Red Sox?
Yeah.
I certainly did, sir. And thank you for elevating my mood.
Hi. I appreciate it.
Hey, well, misery likes company.
I hear you.
Okay, enjoy your show. I'll keep listening.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh,
yeah, a little.
A big lunger right at the end.
Okay, this is the last call. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Oh, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
This is Reno calling.
Yes, sir.
Did you see the program on the Coach last night about Kathy Lee Gifford?
Is anybody listening to the show today? God, Little Mermaid, we've discussed it. Jerry Van Dyke, we've discussed it.
We talked about it, sir. We talked about it. Talked about it at length.
Oh, you talked about it?
We talked about it minutes ago, seconds ago.
When Luther dumped that...
Right. This huge on... Yes, we talked about it.
Oh, okay. Well, you're doing a good job. I'll be
here. Somebody should.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
America, pay attention.
Okay, one more. That's not a good call to end on. North Carolina, hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hi. First-time caller. Been listening to you about for 3 weeks, I guess.
Thank you.
You have a billboard here.
Where?
In Wilmington, North Carolina. It's near the hospital district.
Great, so sick people will listen to the show.
Fantastic. Okay, thank you. Goodbye.
We're not all eight today.
We will be right back. Buzz Burbank with news. Please stay with us. More show next.
Radio Gods. Don and Mike. Wellington Superstation.
107.
WJFK.
WJFK.
Four lungs are better than one, so listen to the Don and Mike Show.
Hi, we're back. Thank you so much for listening. We'll get news with Radio's Buzz Burbank right here and right now. In the next hour of the program, we're all going to take a geography test together.
I have been waiting for this. I'm looking forward to it.
Not only everybody in the room, but everybody at home also. Let's see how stupid collectively we are. It is a fourth grade geography test that my son had last week in school.
Tough enough for me.
So we'll do the geography test. Also next hour, the Charlie interview. I know you love it when Charlie comes on to do a radio interview. We'll make another club call for the four-hour club. Give someone a chance to win some dough and get a trip to Australia. And then we get our cars. We'll go out to Studebaker's tonight, Rockville, Maryland. We'll be signing T-shirts for Don and Mike Bowl 3. Look forward to meeting you. I must tell you this. If you're planning on coming to Studebaker's tonight to meet us, and we would love to meet you, so come on out. I'd advise you to get there early. We only have 1,000 T-shirts.
Mm-hmm.
That's all we have, 1,000 T-shirts.
That's right.
So make sure you get there early, because when these 1,000 T-shirts are gone, that's all we have for tonight.
Yeah, the best time to get there would be about an hour ago.
Yeah. Studebaker's on Rockville Pike in Rockville, Maryland. We'll be there tonight at about 8 o'clock. We'd love to meet you and sign your shirts for Don and Mike Bowl 3. Now, with a look at the news, here's Buzz. Buzz, I would wave, but...
I know you... I understand. I've seen the kind of day you've had.
My arms have been flailing for much of the show today.
Yeah.
I'm a very emotional man, and I speak with my hands.
Well, you've been swimming upstream today.
Amen to that. I'll just give you the one-finger wave.
That's good. Hi, Don.
Hi, Buzz.
I'm Mike. Well, there's been more talk that evidence in the O.J. Simpson case may have been mishandled or contaminated, but... Now those suggestions are coming from the prosecutors. Up till now, it's been the work of Simpson's lawyers to attack evidence in the case. But today, prosecutor Rockne Harmon showed the jury pictures of a defense expert using sloppy and improper evidence handling techniques. The point was that police scientists are not the only ones prone to error, and that evidence could have been tainted by Simpson's experts just as easily as it could have been tainted by prosecution experts. Well, the head of the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff says there could be more airstrikes in Bosnia. This morning, a half dozen NATO planes tried to bomb a munitions depot near the Serb headquarters in Bosnia. And although the bombs apparently missed the ammo itself, President Clinton says he hopes the bombs persuade the Serbs to live up to the agreements they've signed with the United Nations. The attack was specifically designed to punish the Serbs for failing to return the heavy weapons they stole from the U.N. troops. Early reports say there were no casualties in the NATO attack, but when the Serbs retaliated a few hours later, they killed at least 20 people in the shelling of a town in northern Bosnia. 26 million Americans will take to the highways this Memorial Day weekend, and...
Millions of American families will be sharing the highways with millions of trucks that are grossly overweight, have faulty brake systems, are being driven by tire truckers who have been behind the wheel of a big rig for as many as 70 hours in the past 4 days.
Joan Claybrook of the Citizens for Reliable and Safe Highways calling for federal action.
There's no word about tax cuts in the balanced budget proposal that'll be passed by the Republican Senate today, but the lawmakers are promising to use any surplus money from that budget to give tax breaks to families. The Senate voted down a Democratic proposal to close tax loopholes enjoyed by business and the wealthy. President Clinton is threatening to veto a plan already okayed by both the House and the Senate that would cut government spending by $16 billion a year. The president says the cuts are too deep in social programs, but Republican leaders in Congress say it would be politically incorrect for the president to use the veto. They say their plan is what the voters want. The stock market backed down today. The Dow was off nearly 26 points. Losers led gainers by a 6-5 margin. The S&P was down a fraction. NASDAQ lost less than a point. Notes from the Buzz File on new trends and inventions. After the sports, next, via satellite from the Westwood One Radio Network, you're listening to the Don and Mike Show. In sports, Orlando entertains Indiana in Game 2 of the NBA's Eastern Conference Finals tonight. The Magic lead that best-of-seven series, one game to none. The NHL Western Conference Semifinals resume tonight with San Jose hosting Detroit and Chicago playing at Vancouver. The Red Wings and the Blackhawks both lead their best-of-seven series, two games to none. A company in Bethesda, Maryland, has purchased the Quebec Nordiques to move them to Denver, Colorado. ComSat Video Enterprises announced the $75 million hockey acquisition today. Finally, can't sleep? Take a pill. Feeling blue? Take a pill. Compulsive shopper? Take a pill. That's right, they now have a pill for people who buy stuff they don't need. Psychiatrists say that 1 to 6% of us are shop-till-you-droppers. That's a problem they say that mostly affects women, but now researchers at the University of Iowa say the drug fluvoxamine can help. They've tried it on 10 compulsive shoppers and then turned them loose. 9 of the 10 cut their spending by at least 50%.
I gotta get this from my wife.
In Mount Pleasant, Texas, Jack McKay's developed a new bat for the Louisville Slugger Company, and it must be good because it's already been banned from women's softball tournament games by the NCAA. This bat is made from the same stuff as military aircraft, namely titanium.
All right.
And Jack says the ball flies off this bat 12% faster than it does from traditional bats.
Get it for the Don and Mike ball.
In fact, he says even a fighter pilot doesn't have the reflexes to catch a ball that's kissed titanium.
You get me that, you give me some pine tar, and you get me a cork.
There you go.
We cork the bat, pine tar it, and put that skunk on it, too.
And we're the only ones who get to use the bat.
And never mind the frogs. In Lincoln, Nebraska these days, the hottest thing on the grill is ostrich meat. A half dozen restaurants there are already adding ostrich burgers and ostrich kebabs to their menu.
Buzz, I'm serious, played golf with a guy that sold that.
Really?
Sold ostrich meat for a living.
It's a coming thing. The trend is catching on because ostrich meat is 98% fat-free. It's also tasty.
I bet it tastes like chicken.
Those who've tried it say it tastes a lot like beef.
Oh, well.
Yeah. I'm Buzz Burbank.
I can get you some cheap.
On the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz. Got a break. We'll be right back.
Don and Mike Show. JFK. The show that finished number one in the ratings of men with clown suits and crawl spaces. The Don and Mike Show.
You know, we got to freshen those bumpers up.
Yes, we do.
We got to get some new wacky bumpers. Let's make a note of that. Get Paul Turner, the guy with the big voice on the show, that way to get another on-air session.
Yeah, let's get Snippy a plane ticket flying back in here for that.
We're back, and thank you for listening in Mobile, Alabama. Darwin's Waiting Room on Sports Radio 105.5 WNSP. Thanks for listening in Rochester, New York on Hot Talk WHTK, and it is great to be back in Buffalo.
All right.
On, well, it's not on my list.
It's that station that we're on up in Lockport.
WLVL.
VL.
Thank you.
The voice of Lockport.
Thank you. There you go, in Buffalo, New York. Okay.
Live a little radio.
The Charlie interview in this hour, a four-hour club call. We're going to take my son's geography test here. And also, I want to mention as many times as possible, we'll be at Studebaker tonight in Rockville, Maryland, signing shirts for Don and Mike Bowl 3.
That's going to be a lot of fun.
All proceeds go to the Have a Heart campaign for abused kids at Children's Hospital. Could not think of a more worthy cause. We would love to meet you. Come on down and let's press the flesh.
You buy a T-shirt, we sign it for you. It's that easy.
Yeah, we'd love to. We'll all be down there tonight. We'll stay till every T-shirt is signed. We are only bringing 1,000 with us tonight.
So make sure you get down there early.
Hello?
Hey, big guy.
Hi, Dad.
Here he is. Now, how was school today, Bart?
Good.
Yeah, you learn anything today?
Yeah.
What'd you learn today?
Well, I'm doing my I just finished my chapter test.
Your chapter test? Chapter on what?
Math.
Oh, math. Yeah. Oh, you only got another week or so at school, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, now, I've got your geography test here. Mommy and I were studying this with you, Mommy more than me, studying this with you for a couple of weeks before you took the test.
Yeah.
The capitals of Asia and Europe.
Yeah.
And what we're going to do now is take the test together.
What did you get on the test?
Well, I'm going to find out. I'm going to take the test with you and with Uncle Mike and with Sherry and with...
So how does it work, Dad?
Okay, I'll explain it to you right here. What I'm going to do is give out a country.
Mm-hmm.
Then, all of us here in the studio will write down our answers. And after that, you respond by telling us the answer.
Okay, what if I get the answer wrong?
Well, if you get the answer wrong, then you get it wrong. Then you have to... You see, what we'll do is I'll give out the country. Then, Mike, do you follow this?
Yeah.
I give out...
I'm just paying rapid attention because I'll make sure I do it right.
I'll give out a country. For instance, an easy one, France.
Paris.
Okay, but see, Bart...
Oh, you can't do that, Bart.
See, you have to wait, Bart, until everybody here, myself...
Oh!
What do you mean, no?
Oh, I said.
Oh.
No.
Hey, wait, Daddy apologizes. Daddy's had a very hard day today at the radio station. Have you heard the show today?
Especially with Hugh.
With Hugh? Oh, you heard that.
Yeah, you heard the Hugh part?
And a slimy little program director.
Yeah, beautiful. I love my kid.
Never too young to learn that.
How is it that a 10-year-old boy can understand how this show works, but some turd in Chicago can't understand?
That's because your son will never grow up to be a program director.
You'll never be a PD, will you, Bart?
Nope.
Bart?
And Dad?
Yes.
I mean, why can't they talk?
Why can't
they? On the actual radio.
Why can't who talk? I don't know. Well, Bart, it's like I tell you sometimes, son, that there are guys that want to be DJs, and then when they can't be DJs, they become program directors because
they can boss other DJs at all.
Yeah, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
See, he's heard this lecture at home many times.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
Right. He learned it by five.
There's been many angry nights I've come home, and he's heard this over the dinner table. So, I will give out the name of a country.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody in the studio will write it down, and then you give the answer out loud, and we can hold up our papers to see if we got it right or if we got it wrong.
Okie dokie.
Okie dokie. Now, how did you do on this test in school? I think I said the other day you got 100%, but you didn't get quite 100%, did you?
Yep.
Are you kidding? You got all of them right?
Yeah, on one of the tests.
Okay, well, here we go.
Europe one, I got 100. On the Asia one, I got a 92.
Now, I'm doing this simply not to show you how brilliant my son is, although I do think, I don't know where he got the brains, but he did great on the test. I'm doing this to show you how tough it is in fourth grade.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember the fourth grade being nearly this tough. The first country is Lithuania. The capital of Lithuania.
Okay.
All right. I have written down... Question mark.
Yes.
Mike.
Paris.
Sherry.
Lithuania City.
No.
Buzz?
I left my paper blank.
Bart?
Question mark.
Oh, you don't know it either?
Uh-oh. Oh, I feel greatly relieved.
A couple of Europe ones and stuff?
Yeah.
I didn't study for some of them.
It's Vilnius.
What?
Vilnius.
Yeah.
Vilnius. Okay, here's the next one now.
Okay.
The next one is... Turkey.
Ooh.
Turkey. The country of Turkey. What is the capital of Turkey?
The ones in italics, Dad.
What?
The ones in italics.
The ones in italics. Was that Mommy screaming?
Yeah. I had a test on the ones in italics.
Okay, well, Turkey is in italics.
Okay.
All right, and my answer is, again, question mark. Mike.
I don't know. Istanbul?
No. Sherry.
Turkey City.
No, Buzz.
Here again, I've drawn a blank.
Bart.
And Kara.
Yes, hold on.
Yeah, all right.
I need the dinger. Hold on.
All right, way to go, Bart.
Yep, there you go. That's now, we'll keep score, and we'll see Bart playing with a bunch of grown adults. We'll see who does better.
All right, the grown adults are 0 for 2.
Are you going to be ready in one? And stuff for me?
Yes, I'll count yours, okay?
Okay?
That's one right for you. Okay, here is the next country. The country is Bulgaria.
Okay. I have written Bowie.
No.
Uncle Mike.
Santa Fe.
No.
Sherry.
Beltsville.
What?
No. Buzz.
I'm leaving my paper clean.
Bart.
Sophia.
Sophia.
Ah, Sophia
yes.
Loren.
Second choice.
Yes.
Be an easy one to memorize.
All right. Here's the next country. The next country is Norway.
Oh, finally.
Oh, you find this funny, huh? Norway. All right. This one, I don't know if I'm saying it right. Is it Oslo?
Oslo.
Yes.
Oslo. Oslo.
Oslo. Mm-hmm.
Michael, you have...
I had Lillehammer.
No, Sherry.
I had Oslo.
Buzz.
Oslo.
Oh, and Bart, I guess you... Oh, I should have let Bart go first that time, but did you have that one, son?
Yep.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, I am the only one that got it wrong. I would like to thank the American University.
You're a college graduate.
That's right.
Okay, the next country on the list is Spain. Okay. Everybody done? Bart, what is your answer?
Madrid.
Hold on.
Madrid.
Madrid.
Madrid, yeah.
I had Barcelona.
I had Madrid.
I had Madrid.
Madrid.
All right, good. I'm the stupid one there.
Okay. Thank God I didn't miss that on this one.
Okay, the next country. The next, how long did you guys study this in your class, Barty?
A week, maybe.
About a week.
God.
Okay, the next country is Denmark. Mm-hmm.
This one's a toughie. I know it, though.
Oh, I got this one. I got it. Okay, is anybody ready?
No. Wait.
It's hard to spell.
Yes, it is.
Oh.
Okay. Barty, the answer is?
Copenhagen.
Copenhagen. I got it right there. Copenhagen.
Yeah, got it right here. Copenhagen.
You did not.
Well, okay, I wrote it after the answer was gone.
Sherry?
I said Gaithersburg.
Buzz?
Here again, one I remembered after I heard the answer. No, I drew a blank.
Okay, hold on. Bart, you know, I'm not even keeping score. I think you've got 4 or 5 right thus far.
I think I got 5.
Yeah, I think I got 2. Okay, next country, Romania. This is really depressing, looking around this room.
It is, you know, because we are all legitimately depressed at our lack of geographical knowledge.
Our stupidity.
These are the easy ones, Dan.
My guess is Sacramento.
No.
Uncle Mike.
Slovakia.
No.
Cher.
I had Nadia Comaneci land.
No.
Buzz.
I wrote, why do we have to know this stuff?
Bart, the answer is?
Bucharest.
Bucharest.
Bucharest,
now that I've heard it.
Another one for Bart. Okay. The next country is Iceland.
Dad?
Yeah.
Never mind. I'll tell you after.
Okay. Iceland. Okay. I've written Slurpee.
No.
Uncle Mike?
I have Bud Ice.
No.
Sherry?
Coldville.
No.
Buzzy.
Another blank for me.
Bard, do you know this?
Reykjavik. It's hard to pronounce.
Reykjavik.
Yeah.
Reykjavik.
I can pronounce
where
them.
You go,
I just can't remember
I was
them.
Trying to go back to that Reagan summit and remember
R-E-Y-K-J-A-V-I-K.
Reykjavik.
Reykjavik. Okay, that's... Let's as we take a break here, let's check and see the score. I have 2 correct. Uncle Mike, you have?
I have 1.
Cher?
2.
Buzz?
2.
Bart?
7. 7 for 7.
7 correct.
7 out of 7.
Are you still there? Barty?
Paris, Istanbul,
hello?
Santa Fe, Lillehammer, Madrid.
He's probably bored with the idiot adults.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll have just a couple more of these. Now we're going to switch to Asia.
Hello? Oh, my God.
Okay, Barty, we're switching to Asia now for the second round.
What, then?
We're switching to Asia for the second round.
Okay.
Okay. An easy one to begin with. Let me see if I can... Now, see, I have the advantage of looking
up. Did we already do Europe?
Yeah, we're done with Europe. Oh, we didn't do... Bart, I don't have time for all of them.
Oh.
I'm just picking some. Now, let me see if I can pick one here that I think I can get. Okay. Saudi Arabia.
Is that Asia?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
And here again, I'll know it when I hear it.
Wait a minute. Now, do you get points for having it be partially right?
Depends on how partial.
I wrote, okay.
Pencils down.
Oh.
It's rigged something.
Hmm, I don't know.
Mike?
I had a question mark.
Sherry?
Sheik.
Buzz?
Blank.
Bart?
If I'm correct, it's rigged in.
Yeah, yeah, I got it. Here it is. R-A-R-I-G-A-D-O-O-N.
Yeah. Rigadoon.
Yes, that's it. Yeah. All right, I don't get
it. Rigadoon. Rigadoon. Oh, I'm sorry, that's a musical.
Rigadoon D's. Okay, the next one.
G's.
Singapore.
Okay.
Singapore.
This one's a real toughie.
You're right. I don't have an answer. Do you, Uncle Mike?
I have Singapore.
But, Sherry.
Hello?
Buzz.
Not blank.
Bart, what is it?
Singapore.
Yes.
Singapore.
Oh.
Yes. Singapore. That was your question there.
I got two. I got two, Bart.
Woohoo! Woohoo! I can tell that's an achievement for you. Give yourself a pat on the back.
Thanks, Bart. Okay, how about India? India.
Okay.
This one I know, I think. I know this one, I know this one, I know this one, I know this one. New Delhi.
New Delhi.
Sherry.
Oh, I had Bombay.
New Delhi.
The Bombay?
Yeah.
What is it, Bardio? What is it, Bardio? Bardio.
It's Riyadh for Saudi Arabia.
Oh, that's right, Riyadh.
For Saudi Arabia. Mm-hmm.
Oh, Riyadh.
Riyadh.
Oh, then you got that one wrong then,
Rigadoon.
Riyadh. You got that one wrong then, Marty.
Oh, no.
Okay, but what's this one then? Oh, New Delhi.
Yeah.
New Delhi, okay. There you go. It's New Delhi.
All right.
How did, generally in your class, how did the kids do? Did all the kids do good on this?
No.
No? No?
No.
No, okay. All right. One more then. Here we go. Let me pick one more.
What's one that there's no way that anybody would know? Okay.
Mongolia. Mongolia.
Hmm?
Mongolia. Pencils down.
Hey.
I wrote Quirkyville.
I wrote beef. I am a fan of Mongolian beef.
Sherry?
Fairfax?
Buzz?
I wrote Mongol, M-O-N-G-O-L.
Bart?
Not quite sure.
Not quite sure.
But it's not any of your guesses, I'm sure of that.
Now, I don't even know how you pronounce this. Boy, here's the answer. U-L-A-N-B-A-A-T-A-R.
Oh, that's
Ulaanbaatar.
No, it's pronounced Ulaanbaatar.
Room question.
Oh, you have a question?
Yeah.
Good. Okay, what is it?
What person was born in Mongolia and supposedly and came very close to taking over the
Genghis
city?
Khan.
What?
Genghis Khan.
Correct.
Thank you. Well, that's no fair.
What?
Like, we didn't even get a chance to say it before you blurted out the answer.
Right, so that's the way you play.
That's the bonus round.
That's the way you play Jeopardy.
I
buzzed in before anybody else could hear the rest of the answer.
Hey, I'm your father.
Dad, you still did good.
Thank you.
How about another bonus question?
All right, give us another one, Bart. Another bonus question. Oh, this is great. Now we got my 10-year-old kid asking
this question. World War II battle took place in Belgium.
Battle of the Bulge.
Right.
Very good.
Jeez. Give me one that I can get right.
I don't know if you know this one. In which war in Belgium did Napoleon lose?
Why don't you give me a question about Batman?
Waterloo.
Right.
All right, now the next question is about Batman. Come on, so I can get one right. Give me a question about Batman. Come on, Bert, take him a question
what
about...
What don't you like about Robin?
Oh, is that he has nipples?
Correct.
Yeah.
There you go. Good for you, Don.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. The big winner of the geography game, surprise, surprise, it was Bart.
Way to go, Bart.
And congratulations to all as you hear the sounds of the paper being crumpled.
Jeez. Actually, I hope we can do this again soon.
Tossed away in the garbage can. Hey, you have your final test coming up in this next week, don't you?
Nope.
Oh, you don't?
I don't know. He hasn't announced it.
Oh, we only got another week and a half of school left. Well, bring the test home and don't...
Next week and the week after that.
Okay, I love you.
Love you too.
Got a kiss for me?
Mwah.
See you tonight.
Dad?
Yes.
What do I win?
What do you win?
Yeah, he should get a prize.
Oh, all right. I already brought you all that Simpson stuff home, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't give you coffee. All right. How about a pair of tickets to see Tales from the Hood? Oh, no, you can't see that movie. Hold on a second. Bart, congratulations. Here you go. Bart, you won a VHS copy of the movie Clerks. Has anybody seen
that movie?
Have you seen that movie?
Yeah.
Is it not for kids?
No.
All right.
Not really.
All right. Listen, I'll get you a pack of gum or something on the way home tonight.
No, what do I win?
Bart, I don't have any gifts for kids here. I don't have anything. Oh, no, here we go. Hold on. 5 lottery tickets.
Okay.
There you go.
Yeah.
5 lottery tickets is the Maryland Lottery, the Vacation Madness game. The $5,000 winner could be you.
Yeah.
Okay?
Could be me.
Now, listen, I won't have those tonight when I come home. I won't have them with me tonight when I come. This is the problem, but if I'm going to bring in something home, it's like it's got to be right that second. I will get them for you from Tammy. Okay, I'll see you tonight.
Okay, then.
All right, bye, buddy.
Love you.
Love you, too.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Now, there you go.
And that's a fourth grader, ladies and gentlemen.
Boy, do I feel dumb. Wait till you have a kid, Mike. You'll get to feel dumb, too, just like me.
Yeah, it'll be a lot longer line, so I'll be dumber than that.
Quick commercial break. Oh, you want to talk dumb? Mm-hmm. Charlie Stulang Savalak.
Oh, he'll make us all feel better.
In a moment, the Charlie interview. That's next. Please stay right there.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Two grown men who can't get enough of each other.
Howard Stern and Omar. Don and Mike all have to do the Woody Mitchell. The Grease Man Ignites.
Without the string, they do their thing. They're great for girls and boys.
106.7 WJFK.
The station with the
best
beer.
WJFK.
Hey! Hey! Hey!
Hey, ladies. It's funnier if you listen naked.
Hey, ladies.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, ladies.
Hey, ladies.
We'll see you tonight at Studebaker's in Rockville, Maryland. As we start the countdown to Don and Mike Bowl 3.
All right.
We will be playing the softball game against the team of NFL stars. And we have been told we will have the list of confirmed NFL players tomorrow.
Wonderful.
Tomorrow on the program. And not only will we have a lot of Washington Redskins, because our radio station here, WJFK, is now the home of the Washington Redskins.
That's right.
We're going to have some guys from Tampa Bay, from the Buccaneers.
Good.
And also some guys from the brand-new Carolina Panthers team.
Hallelujah!
We want you to join us that Saturday, June 17th, as we play a real softball game against a team of NFL superstars to raise money for Children's Hospital. You get into the game by buying a T-shirt, then you wear it the day of the game. Come on out to Studebaker's tonight on Rockville Pike in the Super Slab 355. We'll be there signing the shirts till everybody's done.
Good.
We'd love to meet you tonight, so come on out. And if you have joined the 4-Hour Club, if you joined recently or even a long time ago, we'll be making another call in this hour. Give you a chance to win $100 and maybe a trip all the way to Australia just for listening to the show 4 hours every day. It's 20 hours a week. I don't think that's too much to ask. I really don't. And now a man makes Forrest Gump seem intelligent. No, I don't mean that. I'm just kidding. Come on in, Charlie. Hi, Charlie. What's wrong?
I'm working out, Don.
What are you doing?
I'm working out, Don. I'm exercising.
What are you exercising? What are you doing?
I finally got it in the mail. It came after all this time.
What's your name?
My Thighmaster. I got my Thighmaster, Don.
Wow.
You can work out with your arms, too. Not just your thighs. You can use your arms, too. I broke the first two, and then I got the third one. Hey, this is much stronger, though.
Hey, Charlie, you really do have a thigh magic. Listen, here's Lou Ferrigno. You know, we have Lou Ferrigno's workout tape.
Oh, he's good. He's in kind of a hulk, you know.
Yes, here he is.
You should be training the same muscle every day. It should be every other day, every third day. The muscle requires 24 hours to 48 hours recuperation.
He's hard to understand, Don.
Going into body perfection is a lot of hard work.
Mm-hmm.
It can also be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It takes a full commitment on your part.
Huh?
If you put the hours in now,
what?
You'll be pleased with the results later.
I couldn't hear that real good, Don.
You see, not everyone can look like me.
Mm-hmm.
They can develop themselves the best mm-hmm. to their own genetic potential.
What's genetic mean? I don't know what genetic means.
The body structure that runs in your family.
Mr. Brubaker, I heard one of you use those big words.
Carlene, let me just say this. Your father was swimming in the shallow end of the genetic pool.
Oh, right!
How is your,
how is your dad? Oh, he's not around anymore.
Oh, he's dead?
Gone a long time.
I didn't know that.
He was very old.
How old was he?
When he had me?
Yeah.
70. Yep. Yes, he was. A very old man. He's gone now. Papa Stewart and Stablack. Papa Stewart and Stablack, Charlie, your son's on the radio.
How old are you now, Charlie?
I'll be 50 in December. I got the big 5-0 coming up in December. December 13th, 1995. Charlie's turning 50. It's going to be Charlie's 50th birthday party, Doug.
Now, do you think you're going to be graduating from high school this year? Charlie? Charlie, you still going to Gonzaga High School?
Yeah, no, Don, I don't think that I'll be graduating this year, but by 1998, I'll be graduating by 1998, they promised me that, they said, the principal said that, Charlie, if you don't get out by 1997, we'll just let you go in 1998.
Charlie,
so I'm happy about that.
Don't forget, the principal is your pal.
Mm-hmm, yes, he is.
Principal.
Principal.
Mm-hmm.
The principal. You made a joke.
Yes, I did, Charlie.
Well, hello there, Charlie. That's very nice.
Pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah, don't hurt yourself. You were working it pretty hard before.
Okay, Charlie, careful now.
Wouldn't it be fun to see Sherry use
that? Excuse me. I'm sorry.
Wouldn't it be fun to see Sherry use that Thigh Master like the lady in the commercial
does? Sherry, you're the Thigh Master.
Oh, well, I have a skirt on, Charlie. I just use it with my arms.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
That's not as much fun. Do it like the lady in the commercials.
Do it like the lady in the commercials.
I've never seen the commercials.
Do it like the lady in the commercials,
Do you like that lady in the commercials?
Oh, yeah.
You know the lady you like from Three's Company?
That's, Suzanne Summers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm thinking about her now.
Is it happening?
Oh,
you need this?
Oh.
Are you pulling a Gump?
Oh.
Did it happen?
Ah.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Just like Forrest Gump.
New sweats for Charlie.
Okay, here we go.
New sweats for Charlie. No more overalls for Charlie.
Here we go, Charlie. It's time for the Charlie interview.
Here we go, Charlie.
I've got a guy for you to call, Charlie. He's a man in Roxbury, Massachusetts, who has invented a new gadget that keeps track of time as you sit on the toilet.
Is it a clock?
Yes, it is. We talked about this a couple days ago.
I spend a long time on the toilet, Don, especially in the morning time.
It's called the fake seat.
Mm-hmm.
And it features a waterproof clock.
Sometimes it's hard for Charlie to go to the bathroom in the morning.
And turn it into a toilet seat.
So
and read,
hard.
Read between your knees.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it hard for you to go to the bathroom?
I don't know. But a long time ago when I was in the group house, and the supervisor said, Charlie, don't strain. Don't strain, Charlie. Don't try so hard.
Is that what they were taking your temperature all the time?
Yeah, all the time. Day in, day out, they take my temperature because they thought I was sick.
Hey, what's that joke I taught you?
What?
Remember the joke about the thermometer?
Oh, I know that one. What's the difference between a rectal and an oral thermometer?
What, Charlie?
The taste.
Why is that funny?
I don't know.
You don't know?
No, I don't know. I don't have a clue. I just got my time after that I'm working. How come he's not home?
I don't know. There's no answer. Oh, hold on. Hello?
Hi, this is Carl Julian Ross. I know it's here to pick your call. Please leave a message after the beep or return your call as soon as you get
in.
Use your grown-up voice. Tell him to call him up at the clock to the toilet.
In the morning.
Maybe you can get him to call back.
At night, after 9. Or you may call me at work. Find me at work. 508-230-401. Thank you. For the next day.
Okay. I like that. That was great. Great song.
He's your brother, boss.
Hi, this is Charlie Stewart and Stablack, and I'm calling about the toilet that you have with the timer on it. I'm from the Don and Mike Show, and we'd like to interview you. So call me when you get a chance, and we can talk about the toilet and how long your timer is supposed to be on the toilet. I'm Charlie Strange Tablock. I'm a reporter for the Don and Mike radio show, and
Oh, that's it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What?
What?
I need the number, John.
Turn up, boys.
I need the number, Bob.
1-800.
Number, sir. Oh, this is Charlie, the reporter again. It's 1-900.
636. 636.
636.
1067.
106.
6.
636.
No, no. 1-800.
1-800.
636.
636. 6.
10.
1.
0.
0.
6.
106.
7.
7 0.
1-800.
I could have slowed down. 1-800.
6.
6.
3.
3.
6.
6.
1.
1.
0.
0.
6.
6.
7.
7.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you. Give me a call at that number. This is the reporter calling. Thank you, sir. Charlie, man. Thank you.
I left an answering machine message. I'm not good at that.
Yes, you did, Charlie.
I have trouble with the numbers. I have trouble remembering the numbers, Don.
I know you do, Charlie.
I have trouble remembering the numbers.
Hey, are you coming out to Studebaker's tonight?
I'll be there with both, Don. I really look forward to seeing everybody at Studebaker's, and they gave me the card, too, to promote the appearance.
Okay. All right. Good. We'll do that, and then we got a break for commercials, Charlie.
Join Don and Mike at Studebaker's tonight for their appearance, T-shirts, signs. Tonight with Don and Mike. All proceeds go to Children's Hospital. Get your T-shirt signed by Don and Mike for only $15.
Very good, sir.
Good job. We'll see you there.
Hey, one more thing, Johnny.
Stupid is, stupid does, sir.
That's me. Can I go work on my car master now?
Yes, thank you for coming by, Johnny.
We'll see you all tonight. We'll see you there. We'll see you there. Fish ass.
I knew he'd get the fish ass in. Got a break for one last commercial set. We'll come right back. Call in the 4-Hour Club at Buzz Burbank with the news. That's straight ahead. Please stay right there.
This should be played at high volume.
The Don and Mike Show.
Preferably in a residential area.
How is it done by Gene Gordon Liddy and the Grease Man, WJFK. You ask if they have a God complex.
We are God.
They are God. Don and Mike.
All right, let's make a quick call of the 4-Hour Club. If you have not joined yet, we want you. We want you just like Uncle Sam wants you. Yep. But we only want you if you're going to live up to your promise now.
Look for those posters with us just pointing at you.
You join the 4-Hour Club, you make a promise, a sacred vow to listen to this radio program every day for 4 hours a day. It's only 20 hours a week.
That's right. And if you don't do it, you're a meat product.
Hot dog. You'll be right there in the middle of somebody's Oscar Mayer wiener. Now, here's the number you call to join the club. From anywhere in America, 1-800-404-HOUR.
Mm-hmm.
That's the number. Now we're going to try to call some people who have joined the club, and we'll see if they answer with the phrase that pays. They get $100, and we'll qualify them for a trip to Australia, which is sponsored by our thanks to the great people at Foster's Australian for beer.
All right.
Got any idea for a password?
The password is pork product.
I don't know what that means, but pork product.
Pork product, hot dog, you know.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
There you go.
Pork product. I just thought that you had a fascination with pork products.
I do. I love pork products. Sausages, links,
pork. The other white meat.
I love pork the other white meat.
Okay, here we go. Listener number. So answer your phone by saying
pork product.
Pork product. Listener number.
Would you like another password?
No, that's good.
Already.
03069. Cleveland, Ohio. That's where we're calling. Here we go.
The password is pork product.
And a fine password it is.
Thank you. And thank you for your help.
No, thank you for your help.
Password is pork product.
All right. That's fine. So you're waiting for me to blow my top, but I'm not going to.
No, I'm not.
Fine. I talked to my son now. See, my son had a very calming influence on me.
I am glad. I'm glad. I know we're all delighted at that.
Listener number 02744, Hinkley, Ohio. It's not even for John, is it?
Johnny!
Johnny Hinkley?
Answer the phone by saying pork product. And you'll be the big winner. Maybe go to Australia to swim with the sharks.
Could be, yeah. They'll put you in a shark tank there. Answer your phone by saying pork product. We're not going to get through. Oh, no, we didn't get
through. Hello? Hello?
Hello, yes. Is David Turner there, please?
Just a minute.
Now, if he comes to the phone and says pork products,
that's right.
You got David.
Yeah.
Oh, David.
Oh, you blew it, David.
David, it's Don and Mike.
What's up?
What's up? Why would we be calling you?
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
You know, I started a new job and I haven't listened to you for a while, and I guess it's my fault.
Of course it's your fault.
I can't believe you called me.
What? Why can't you believe it?
I just can't believe it.
That's so stupid. You enter the contest and we call you.
I know, but all the people that have sent things in, I would have thought the odds are impossible that you would call me.
Ah, so you played the odds. A big mistake.
Yeah, it's my fault.
All right, well, listen, I hope you enjoy your stay in the hot dog truck tonight.
Oh, yeah, I guess I will.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Oh, gods of the radio.
Thank you.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye. All right, back to it.
You showed proper respect at the end there. That was fine.
Back to it. Okay, Bowie, Maryland, listener number 01720.
The password is pork product. Answer the phone by saying that, and you win. It's that simple.
See, that the thing is, now that the show is nationwide, when it was just at Washington and Baltimore, we knew that we had people. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, is Michael Shover there?
He's not here right now. Could I take a message?
Oh, dear.
Yes, hello. This is Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hi.
I have it, Jessica. Thank you. Hello, this is Marilyn Silver. How can I help you?
Hello, Marilyn.
Hi.
Hi, Marilyn.
Hi, this is Don and Mike. We're doing our radio show. Michael joined the 4-Hour Club.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
He listens to you every day on the way home from work.
Oh, well, he's not there, is he?
No draft.
No draft.
Oh, what a shame.
He took my son to a baseball game, but he should be home fairly soon.
Well, maybe they got a hot dog at that baseball game.
Are you a smoker, ma'am?
Me?
Yeah.
No, why?
Okay, well, that just follows. Okay, that's great. I'm glad you're not.
And just like the next time that you go to a hot, well, I guess the next time you'll be taking your son to the ball game because Michael's going to be turned into a hot dog now.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes. Yeah, see, because he joined the 4-Hour Club and we called and he wasn't there listening as he promised he would be.
Pass that along to him, won't you?
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
What's he missing out on?
Money and a trip to Australia.
Oh, well, you know, if there's a question or, can I stand in for him here?
Well, you see, you could have, but you're not listening to the show right now, are you?
Oh, not at this very minute.
No, okay. All right, then hot dog time. you'll see the big truck.
Big wagon.
Thank you.
That's it?
Yes, that's it.
That's it.
I mean, is something happening now?
Something is happening now. Some men who are wearing black ski masks will come to your house in the middle of the night and take your husband out of bed, and they will shove him into a machine that will slice up his body and put him into hot dog color.
You get to keep his clothes, though.
I was getting all his money, too, I hope.
Yeah, you laugh now.
I'll have to remember to empty his pockets before he goes to sleep.
Way to go. That's the spirit of it. Thank you. Nice meeting you.
Okay, bye.
All right. Yeah, as I was saying, when we used to do this in Washington, Baltimore, it was never a problem.
That's right.
But now, hold on. Let's go to Michelle.
Yeah?
Let's go to Michelle. You're the lady we sent to New York City to the David Letterman show.
Oh, yeah. Boy.
Hello, Michelle.
Hello.
Hi, Michelle. Tell us what happened.
Well, we were standing out line in front of the building, ready to go in, and one of the executive producers pulled us out of the line and said that someone by the name of Mike, calling from Long Island, called him and said that seats number 15 and 16 were going to cause a disturbance. We almost didn't get in.
Oh, jeez.
Thanks, Mike, man.
Hey,
oh,
Mike. Geez.
Way to go, buddy.
Thanks, you dick.
We got in, we had a chaperone at the end of the aisle the whole time, ready to yank us out at the first disturbance we made.
Oh, boo.
Well, you know, the next time we do it, we just won't do it on the radio.
That's right.
Oh, that's too bad.
Oh, what a shame, but did you enjoy the show?
It was good.
So
good.
So you didn't get a chance to stand up or anything?
At the beginning, they did like a panoramic view shot of like the first three rows, and we were on the end of the front row towards the band.
Imagine that. What kind of guy with his pants pulled around his ankles? Call, hey, hello, this is David Letterman's show. Listen, I was just listening to Don and Mike's show.
Program director, probably.
And I heard that listing number 15 and number 16 in line are going to try to disrupt the program.
Unbelievable.
Ain't that something?
Unbelievable.
Well, at least I know we got somebody listening in Long Island.
That's good news.
Yeah.
Well, Michelle, thank you for trying.
Uh-huh.
Thank you. We do appreciate it.
All right. And I got pictures of the whole trip. I'll send you some.
Oh, please do. Thank you.
All right.
Thanks, Michelle.
Bye.
Bye, Michelle. Bye-bye.
Oh, well, now he got a kick in the pants.
That's too bad.
Because I had a feeling about her that it would have been good.
Yeah, well, I mean, if she'd been left on her own, it would have been fine, but somebody scammed us up there.
An otherwise perfect day.
Yeah, so otherwise a perfect show.
All right, one more in the four-hour club, because we're running late. We got to get out to Studebaker's.
All right.
One more. This is the last chance for humanity now. Listener number 02317.
You know, in a way, that's kind of flattering, though.
Yes, it is.
That they actually took it serious enough to come out and get the person out of line.
They're thinking of us. Mm-hmm.
You know, tomorrow maybe I'll call the David Letterman show, and I'll just screw with a couple people in line. I'll say, yes, hello, listen, this is Mike from Long Island. Your person in line number 32 and 33 are going to disrupt the show.
That's probably exactly how he sounds, too.
Okay, listener number 02317.
Password is pork product. Nice to know we have one pork product up in Long Island.
That's too bad.
Yeah, she was going to do it.
Yeah.
She was good, too.
Come on, now. Come on.
Password is pork product.
Pork product? Nope. Not going to be there?
Hello?
Hello, is this...
Oh, hold on. Pork product.
Hey! All right. Beautiful.
What's up, man?
Hey, is this Ali?
Uli.
Uli?
Yeah, I called that, but I called you a long time ago, man. The zebra man, if you remember.
Uli Kalani?
Yes, it is.
Uli Kalani. Where are you from originally, Uli?
Tanzania, man.
Tanzania. All right.
Way to go, man.
Hey,
yeah.
Uli.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening, dude.
No problem, man.
Hey, I have $100 in cash for you.
Thanks a lot.
Are you ready for this? You're now qualified to win a trip for two to Australia's Great Barrier Reef.
But there are sharks there, man.
Yes, there are sharks. That's okay. Yes, there are sharks there, but you will be submerged in water in a shark cage. If you win the trip to Australia, and only four-hour club winners are eligible to qualify, we will have the drawing on Monday, June 4th. Hey, Ollie. Uli, income free. Thank you for listening.
No problem, man.
We do appreciate it. See you there, you guys.
That's the way to do it.
That's how you do it. Now let's get the ball. I've almost forgot. Toe tap and touch tones.
Right.
We give and give and give on this program.
It's nonstop giving.
Well, if they call 100 right now, let me give you some stuff, too, at 1-800-636-1067. My thanks to Uli. And now here's Buzz Burbank. Hello, Buzz.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike. Well, just moments ago, the Senate passed a Republican balanced budget proposal. The vote was 57 to 42, mostly along party lines. The plan promises to stop 30 years of budget deficits and to change the face of government while leaving the door open for tax cuts. The plan doesn't promise tax cuts, but it does promise that any budget surplus would be applied toward tax relief for families. The measure would cut $958 billion from the budget, mostly through cuts in Medicare, Medicaid, and dozens of other benefits. 181 programs and agencies would be eliminated, including the Commerce Department. But the plan puts Republicans on a collision course with President Clinton and other Democrats. The president's offered to compromise, but only if the Republicans drop their plans for tax cuts for the rich, cuts in education, and cuts in Medicare. NATO airstrikes have drawn a deadly response from Bosnia's Serb rebels just hours after NATO aircraft struck a Serb ammunition dump. Serbs fired artillery shells into the city of Tuzla. Government officials say as many as 50 people were killed in the attack. Hospital officials put the number of dead at 20 to 30. Serbs also stormed United Nations weapons depots and fired mortars from inside the compounds. NATO staged its attack to try to persuade the Serbs to return the heavy weapons they've snatched away from United Nations troops. Now, despite three breaches of White House security in the past year, President Clinton says he still feels safe. He says he does not feel like a target, and he says he does not ask, why me? He's also praising the Secret Service for its work. 2 days after a man was arrested for scaling a White House fence, the president says he agrees with experts who say the White House is a magnet for that kind of thing.
We've had people who, for their own personal reasons, have
have seen this as a symbol of something that they could attach themselves to in some way or another.
In addition to this week's fence jumper, a plane crashed behind the White House in the past year, and a man on the street sprayed the front of the building with bullets. Well, testimony's over for the day in the O.J. Simpson case. Lawyers for both sides are still in Judge Ito's chambers, though, arguing over whether the jury should be allowed to hear a tape in which Simpson tells police he has an alibi that clears him from suspicion. The tape wasn't supposed to have been admitted at the trial, but a prosecution witness mentioned it yesterday, opening the door on the tape. Judge Ito must now decide whether to allow the tape and whether to allow the prosecution to cross-examine O.J. after the tape was played. The wife of Joey Buttafuoco says he was set up. Police in Hollywood say they charged Buttafuoco with soliciting an undercover cop dressed as a prostitute. And after seeing what the Wonder Bra did for breasts, a company in New York today introduced a line of jeans called Miracle Boost. The president of Son Apparel says the secret of the code blue jeans is the spandex.
We have women who have large rears who gravity has somehow, you know, they have not been able to defy gravity, and this gene helps them, gives them the lift and curvature in that instance.
At $40, there'll also be a men's version. Science marches on. Republicans, Democrats, and topless car washes. That story in sports, next.
Anything interesting in the mail today, dear?
Not really. Car insurance, though. They raised their rates again.
Well, it's been a while.
Oh, and notes in the garage that can't see.
Republicans, Democrats, and topless...
An angry letter from the mailman. He...
will pay no service fees, plus you'll get 4 free Citizens Bank of Maryland.
No one. Game 3 in the Vancouver, Chicago...
Citizens Bank of Maryland, of Washington, and of Virginia. Member FDIC. Free checking tip for first year of account.
Via satellite from the Westwood One Radio Network, you're listening to the Don and Mike Show. In sports, the Orlando Magic and the Indiana Pacers square off tonight for the second game of the NBA's Eastern Conference Final. That game in Orlando where the Magic won the opener 105-101. Game 3 in the Vancouver-Chicago NHL playoff series is tonight in Vancouver. The Canucks need a win after losing the first two in Chicago. The San Jose Sharks sure need a win. They trail Detroit 2-0 in that best-of-7 Stanley Cup playoff. Game 3 tonight in San Jose. The city of Quebec no longer has a hockey team. The Nordiques were sold today by Comsat Video of, or purchased rather today, by Comsat Video of Bethesda, Maryland, which plans to move the Canadian team to Denver, where Comsat also owns the NBA Nuggets. Finally, the big Republican rallying cry these days is less government. Republicans across the country are calling for the government to stay out of our lives and stay out of our businesses, which is why it's at least a little bit surprising that Republican Ted Kamel of Tyler, Texas, has introduced a bill to outlaw topless car washes. Aw, Ted says he's been getting complaints about these establishments and he wants them banned. So it's left to the Democrats of that state to stand up for less government intervention. And one Democrat...